Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, it's Arby. This is the Snowplow Show. I'm doing it live, finally, on Saturday night even. It's pretty hot up here, but I'm toughing it out. I might die of heat exhaustion or pass out or something, but whatever, I'm trying. Tonight's show is sponsored by Adam in South Carolina. He's the sponsor. Thanks, Adam. And, I don't know, tonight we're going to call people. I have some numbers. I got a big list of numbers. I got a really big list of numbers earlier today, and then, something happened. I can't use those numbers anymore. I'm not allowed to talk about it. I don't want to get PCN shut down for all the laws I broke. So if my music's too loud, please tell me. I never seem to notice when I'm doing my pre-recorded shows. Please tell me. This music is requested by Neon Like Bajork. She demanded I play this. Show notes? I don't think I have any show notes. Nothing much happening in the show notes tonight. Oh, but, you know, since I'm doing a live show, we should at least do the social media mob. I don't think I've ever tried that on, on a Saturday night. So let's see, I have only one left that's a business. And every time I've done the social media mobs, they've been a failure the past 4 or 5 times. Because everyone's bored with them, but there's a different crowd here tonight, so maybe it'll go a little better. I think on the last one she was deleting it too much. So this place is called CNY Laser for Hair and Skin, LLC. Laser Hair Removal. It has an impossible URL. The person who owns and maintains this page doesn't know how to set up a personalized URL, so I'm going to just post it in the chat. And I will post it in the Mixler, because nobody, like all the people that can't get into IRC are hanging out in Mixler. Keep trying. You'll make it to IRC eventually. It's an exclusive club. But, you know, leave some comments on this CNY laser place. I'm going to come back to it occasionally and see if there's any hilarious comments. And, yeah, we'll just see. I don't know. It looks pretty active, though. Whoever runs this thing might be really fast at deleting things. Maybe. Okay. So I guess I should start looking at numbers I have to call. I didn't even want to do prank calls tonight. I told Carlito, I just want to talk. I just want to talk about high school and my yam bags. And he's like, no. Like, said, I have to do pranks. He said I'm required to do at least 3 pranks every hour. So guess we're gonna do pranks tonight. No choice, really. Fucking Carlito. So I'm gonna start out with this request, though. Even though I have numbers, this request is leading up to the numbers, so be patient, because, okay, this request is from Josh the Wolf. And he says, I want you to call this Walmart and tell them that you're from the corporate office. And then tell them they need to have better customer service because they usually give horrible customer service. An old woman should answer, and she's the one who always has the attitude whenever I call them. So, yeah, I'm gonna call this place. And he's probably talking about in the daytime. I'm calling at nighttime, so.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Thank you for calling your Walmart. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Brad from the corporate office with Walmart.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. What can I do for you?
Oh, well, mainly it's a problem with you personally. Like, you're being really rude when you answered the phone just now. Like, that your attitude and your tone of voice. Just can you be nicer?
I was nice to you, sir.
Oh, no. You had a serious attitude problem. And
I'm sorry you think so, sir, but I answered politely.
Listen, I'm with the corporate office, so I know. So there, Josh, I called your number.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
And Sloth has a good point. She's being an insubordinate now.
Noblesville Walmart, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Craig from the corporate office with Walmart. Hey, listen, you're being kind of rude there when you answered the phone just now.
Like, I was?
Yeah, can you not be so rude? Can you not, act like that?
I'll let you talk to the management, okay?
No, I'm talking to you. I could have been a customer. And you talk to me like that. Ma'am, how dare you? One more time.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Well, he's right. They all are kind
of... Thanks for calling the Walmart. May I help you?
Hi, which department is this?
This is the store, the main store line. How may I help you, sir?
Oh, so like the return desk or something?
No, sir. Like the main desk, like you call the store, and it's actually the manager's office.
Oh, this is the manager?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm actually calling from the corporate office with Walmart.
Yes, sir.
In Arkansas. And the lady that answered the phone, she was extremely rude to me. She called me a motherfucker and said, "I'll get the fucking manager for you, you motherfucker." But then I called you and you had the attitude as well. I mean, you like the way you're talking to me right now, like you're yelling at me, basically.
Sir, you did you hear me say thanks for calling a Noblesville Walmart?
Oh yeah, yeah. You can say the words thanks, but it's your attitude that's the problem. I mean, you're basically spitting in my face, and you're being an insubordinate. Like the way you're arguing with me. You don't argue with people in the corporate office.
Sir, how am I being insubordinate? That's what I'm not understanding right
Listen,
now.
Listen, okay, that's it. You're fired. You are fired. Get out now.
Not a problem.
Okay, I want you to leave. I want you to turn off the lights before you go. Just get out of there.
So you want me to tell the 50 overnight associates to leave also?
No, just you. Only you.
Just you? You said you're calling from the corporate office, right?
Yes, corporate office in Arkansas.
Okay, so I can call you back at 212-479-7990.
Oh, you go ahead and call that number and see what happens. See what happens when you call it.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Call you back in a second.
I dare you, motherfucker. You'll see what happens.
Oh, wow. Is that how people from the corporate office talk?
Well, if you can talk to me like that, I can talk to you like that.
Sir, dude, I don't remember pissing at you, though.
Pissing at me? What does that mean?
I said I don't remember cursing at you, using foul language. That's not something that... We teach in Walmart culture.
You may as well have the way your attitude, like I can tell you're teaching that attitude to the other employees too.
You can tell.
Yeah, because I talked to those other ladies.
Thank you for calling your Noblesville Walmart, and that is teaching attitude.
Yeah,
how may I help you?
Yeah, they were cursing at me, and they said, "Oh, hey, if you got a problem with it, our manager told us to be like this."
Wow, really? What associate was this, sir?
Oh, you know exactly who it was.
Who is it? Because my fitting room closes exactly at 10 o'clock and it's 15 after.
All right. Yeah. Whatever. You're fired. Just get off the phone. You're not allowed to be. This is Walmart property. Get off our property.
Actually, we rent this property, sir.
It's Walmart property as far as you're concerned, and you're not allowed to come in anymore.
Anything else I can do for you?
No, I want you to leave. Set the phone down and leave. Okay. I want to hear your footsteps. Walk out the door.
You want to hear my footsteps, so that means you want me to keep the phone on speaker?
Yeah, put it on speaker and walk out.
Okay.
Forever.
And who do you want me to give my keys to, sir?
Just throw them in the trash can on the way out.
Throw them in a trash can? Well, that's definitely something that I cannot do since, I mean...
No, that's standard procedure. You just don't know. This is a corporate procedure.
No, it's not procedure, because throwing my keys into the trash can, law can be taken. I can be sued for that.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're an idiot. Just get out.
I've been with Walmart for 13 years, sir.
Get out.
I'm very aware about Walmart culture.
You can't be an idiot because you've been there for 13 years. That makes sense.
An idiot? Wow. Once again, is something that we say at home office?
Well, you started it. I mean, it's your fault.
You said I started it, so that's very mature.
Yeah, you started it.
I started it.
You started it.
Okay, that's awesome. Anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, that's about all.
Oh, okay. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Hey, don't call my number back because I don't want to get in trouble. I'm sure
you'll... Welcome to the New York City Rejection Line, brought to you by RejectionLine.com. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or see you again. We would like to take this opportunity to officially reject you. Our certified rejection specialist...
So that's what he's going to hear when he calls back that number he read to me. So that's hilarious. So I figured that number... I mean, I didn't think the call would last that long, really. I was using this as an excuse to get a bunch of photo customers and lube customers. Hi, Matthew.
Hey.
Hey. Hi.
You ever seen the show Dexter?
No, I have not. I know what it is.
I am Dexter.
Oh, okay. Bye. He said that and hung up. He's been calling me nonstop since the show started. All right, where was I? Yeah, I have a bunch of photo customers, a bunch of lube job customers. And that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to call lube jobs and photos. And I don't know, I got to set a couple things up here. I'm not very prepared. It's been a while since I've done a live show. So let's play a quick song. I think one song should do it, and I'll be able to get shit together here.
Coming at me like Jiminy Cricket, sitting on my shoulders, whispering all of the right decisions. Except my own desires, so just like a spigot, spouting more sadistic and glorious life revisions. Where have I stumbled while I walk around with blurry vision? I thought I made it home sweet home and back to simple living. But this is not my home, this is a dream, a top secret undercover independent hip-hop mission. Bringing it back to life, zombie status revived, and now it's brought right out of remission. Stop assuming that the world is blowing out some kisses. I'm pleased to announce and pursue vastly spoken word themes and new acquired wishes. Doing the dirty work and all the nasty dishes, as I'm watching others fatten up the riches and they're made of little niches. The time is now for me to add my own stitches, hoping to make a check for the kids and misses. To me, I'm only 27, but for most other, my life goals will just simply seem dismissive. Where has everyone's conscience gone to? No matter how I choose to view it, it's voodoo causing gremlins in my head. Do-da-da, do-da-da, gremlins in my head. Gremlins. Choose my own path until my body's dead. Keep my heart like solid gold as I sink into my bed with gremlins in my head. Do-da-da, do-da-da-da, gremlins in my head. Without even telling me what to do, that little glare has me realizing which path to choose. Letting my heart get the best of me, guiding me through and through. Getting closer on this roller coaster called truth. Breaking up the hesitant right before my eyes into a million shards. Don't let anyone control your life, just live it large and deal your own cards. I found that the secret to be successful and to get far, never stop achieving and always take charge. Cause if it were easy, every other person on the planet would be reaching up to strip the space of all the stars. It's been so hard throughout my life to get a handle on these little gremlins lighting candles in my ears. Growing up, I always feared the mortal crossroads that I knew I would traverse in later years. To me, a perfect game plan, it seems so bland, so take the choice away and I'll say cheers, man. Where has everyone's conscience gone to? No matter how I choose to view it, it's voodoo causing gremlins in my head. Do-da-da, do-da-da, gremlins in my head. Gremlins. Choose my own path until my body's dead. Keep my heart like solid gold as I sink into my bed with gremlins in my head. Do-da-da, do-da-da-da, gremlins in my head. Since you're up there, let's talk philosophy and banter and tantrums, riddling brain matter, staggering along with the constant 50-50 clatter, as if Soren himself was right here to answer and throw us out a bone for our teeth to chatter on alone, discussing with how far I have not grown. And there is no one else to own up to the path that I have sown. No whisperings of my future were ever known. My perspective's gnarled now, and I see my covers blown. Hide the reason, hide my phone, for the stories of my youth that make me proud. So I will shout it loud, hoping with some doubt to get a handle on this constant mental bout. Time to grow up for myself and be a better person. Try to anamorph into the Chris Large that no one's ever heard of. Just be yourself, man. Yep. And drop the act, man. since gone too. No matter how I choose to view it, it's voodoo causing gremlins in my head. Do da da, do da da, gremlins in my head. Gremlins. Choose my own path until my body's dead. Keep my heart like solid gold as I sink into my bed with gremlins in my head. Do da da, do da da da, gremlins in my head.
I didn't really have anything to do. I was just checking my email, actually. I got a spam, and it fooled me. It said I sent, like, $47 to somebody. And I don't know. That wasn't real. It's like a PayPal thing. So anyway, yeah, okay, I guess I should get started. I'm starting with photos. This is the same Walmart that Josh the Wolf, he said they're mean, so the Walmart is suffering because of Josh the Wolf. All of this is Josh the Wolf's fault. So if you have any ideas, like what I should say to photo customers, maybe I'll just do Nunu's thing, say that they're upside down or something. But yeah, like post them in the chat room. I'm sort of half watching the, what's the call, the Mixler chat. But the main thing I'm watching that's like has its own window is the IRC chat. So good luck getting in there, and I'll see your ideas. Let's see. Okay, so let me call the first one. The first one is Stephanie. She ordered some 5x7s online. Josh wants me to say someone's doing a gang sign. Stephanie?
Yes?
Hey, this is Josh from the photo department.
Yes.
And you ordered some 5x7s earlier, 3 5x7s.
Uh-huh.
And some of the people in the photo are throwing up gang signs, like West Side.
Yeah.
And we're not allowed to develop photos with gang signs.
Who is this?
My name is Josh. I'm from the photo department.
What photo department?
The Walmart photo department. Thanks for the edit, jerk.
For the what?
Nothing. But yeah, we're not allowed to do photos with gang signs in them.
Okay.
It's just like against policy.
Okay.
And also I had to call the gang hotline.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Completely serious.
But okay.
But it's just policy here. I had to call the gang. It's like a hotline that the city set up to report gang activity.
Yeah.
So I had to like call and report you for the gang activity.
Okay, what are they going to do?
Who knows? I don't know.
The three photos that I've developed were of babies.
Doing a gang sign, exactly. Did you see it?
Yes.
Did you look at his hands?
Who is this?
Not a laughing matter, ma'am.
Okay.
And I'm not going to tell you who I am. I've told you three times my name is Josh.
Yes.
But you can't do...
I got that, Josh.
You can't do gang activity on your photos. I know it seems innocent and everything, but it's a serious matter. People die. People die with gangs, and you're just contributing to that with your gang pictures.
Okay. All right.
I don't appreciate you laughing at me. I'm just doing my job. You're acting like it's a big joke.
No, I appreciate that.
We're going to ban you from the photo department. You won't be able to do your photos anymore.
That's okay, because I usually don't.
Where do you usually get them?
I usually don't develop them.
You what?
I usually don't develop them.
Why not? Why'd you develop these? What's the difference?
Because it was of a baby.
It's not even a cute baby. What's the point?
Aw, that's sad. You shouldn't say that.
Well, I'm just not honest. It's just the truth. You should just accept the truth.
Okay.
Your baby is ugly.
Aw.
Ugly, ugly baby.
Alrighty.
Alright.
Alright, well, thanks for calling.
Go back to your spray painting walls or whatever you gang people do.
Alright, thanks.
Alright, have a nice night.
You too.
Bye. Bye. Kisses.
Well, that didn't work out. Way to go, Josh. You know, thanks for the stupid idea that didn't work out. I like your idea, Jazztown. I'm gonna do that.
Hello?
Hi, is this Karen?
Yeah.
Hey, Karen, it's Josh from the photo department. You did some photos online, those 4x6s?
Yeah.
Okay, I just need to know the names of all the people in the photos.
Why?
Because I uploaded them to my personal Facebook, and I need to know their names so I can tag them in my Facebook.
No. Why?
Oh, because I want to tag them so I know who they are. I uploaded them already to my personal Facebook, and I just need to tag them, but I don't know their names because I don't know you.
Why would you want to do that?
Because, you know, just so I have more photos on my Facebook, on my personal Facebook.
No, thanks. I'm not allowing you to do that.
Well, no, I already did it. I just need to know their names so I can tag them.
No.
I command you to tell me the names.
That's my daughter, and I don't want you to put her on Facebook.
Oh, no, she's on my Facebook, and everyone's commenting on the picture. They're saying, oh, she's so cute, and stuff, and, like, but, it's weird, because I don't know her name, so it seems a little weird when I don't know.
It is weird to me, because I've had those pictures printed for my own use.
Okay. Can I make up a name? Can I call her Candy? Like, you know, because she looks like a stripper?
Let me talk to her.
What? What are other stripper names, you guys?
Hello?
Hi.
What's going on?
Is this Karen's husband?
Her son. What do you want?
Oh, okay. Yeah, she brought some pictures in. She brought in 7 4x6s.
Uh-huh.
And to have to be developed. And I uploaded all the pictures to my Facebook, but I don't know the names of the people in the photos. So can you tell me what names are in those photos so I can tag them?
Why are you uploading them to your Facebook?
So I have more pictures. Because I didn't have a lot of pictures on my Facebook. It's just my
I don't think that's right.
Well, it's just my personal Facebook. It's not even public.
I don't care if it's your personal Facebook.
It's only accessible.
Why did you even take somebody's pictures and upload them on your Facebook?
Yeah, I don't even have 1,000 friends, is what I'm saying. So it's not like it's public related.
I don't care how many friends you have on Facebook. Do you work for Walmart?
Yeah, I'm in the photo department. But I just need to know the name of the girl. What's the girl's name?
You can't have anybody's name.
Can I just make up a name?
I'm going to be talking to your supervisor and be having you fired.
I'm going to call her Trixie. Or,
Who the hell are you?
My name is Josh. I'm in the photo department.
I don't care.
Well, why'd you ask then?
Why are you invading our privacy?
I'm not invading your privacy. You brought them in.
Yes, you are. You took pictures that were private.
I didn't take
from
the pictures.
You have.
Someone there took the pictures. I didn't take any pictures. I just developed them.
Yes, you developed them, and they're private photos.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I work at the photo department.
Are you dense?
What do you mean by that? I don't understand.
Are you fucking retarded?
Of course not. I work at Walmart. What? What does that mean? Can I put your name on her picture?
Are you having fun right now?
I'm going to make her name Mercedes. I'm going to tag her name and it's going to be Mercedes.
You're an idiot.
How about Lola? That seems like a good name. Can I call her Lola? Lolita? Oh, that was great. So thanks, Jazztown. That's the best idea ever, and I think I'm just going to make every single call just that.
Stop calling.
Why? I have a question about your order. It's business related. All right, I guess I'll delete that one. The next two are going to be Jazztown's idea. Thanks, Jazztown. This next one will be good because she got 31 pictures done. So she'll have more names to tell me.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kettleen? Hello?
No, you must have the wrong number.
Oh, did you not do pictures at the photo department?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, did I?
Kathleen?
Kathleen, I'm sorry. They had the handwriting was bad. We had your 31 4x6s and your one wallet picture.
Uh-huh.
And you haven't picked those up yet, have you?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, I made copies for myself. I uploaded all of the pictures. I just need to know the names of the people in the pictures.
What are you doing?
Oh, I just need to know the names of everyone in the pictures. Could you tell me the names of everyone?
No, I can't. I won't do that.
Oh, how come?
What kind of a phone call is this?
Well, I'm calling. It's just about your order.
Hello?
It's a business related.
What?
Oh, I can't talk to you. I need to talk to Kathleen.
You talk to me. What's up?
Well, no, her name's on the order. I can't talk to other people about her order.
What's the question, sir?
I need her to tell me.
You called my house at 20 minutes to 11. What's going on?
Yeah, I know what time it is. I just need to know what the names are of all the people in the photos.
Why?
For my Facebook, because I uploaded all the pictures to my Facebook, and I need to tag them. I need to tag their faces.
What do you mean you uploaded all their pictures to Facebook?
All the pictures that she brought in 31 pictures. I mean, she uploaded them online, and I'm putting them all on my Facebook.
Okay, bye.
What? No. Sir? Let's try again. That's the most perfect call ever. Thanks, Jazztown.
Hello?
Oh, we got disconnected somehow before you told me all the names.
Why don't you get a member of management and put them on the phone?
Well, I can't even talk to you. I don't even know who you are. I'm supposed to talk to Kathleen. It's Kathleen's pictures.
Okay.
So put her
put
on the
member
phone.
Member management on the phone.
No, like for who? I don't know who you are. You could be like some killer in her house or something. I don't know. I just need to talk to the person on the order.
What's club number?
You're not
Which
on the
store number. Are you calling from?
Oh, I don't have to tell you anything. You're not even on the order. All right, delete that one. Breaking news, everyone! Just got some breaking news from George. This is going to shock a lot of you, but the Thompson twins, they weren't twins. They weren't twins. Sorry to break that to everyone. They weren't twins. All right, there's one left in this photo department.
Hello?
Hi, is this Carrie?
Who is this?
It's Josh from the photo center. You had 70 pictures developed earlier, 5x7.
Oh, okay. I picked them up. They were reprinted, and I had the set I needed.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a little weird. Why'd you get 70 5x7s? Like, most people get 4x6s. Like, why'd you get the 5x7s? What? Well, what did I say?
Hello?
Hi, I was calling for Carrie about her photos.
Okay, I'm not sure why you guys are calling at 10:45 at night.
I know, I was getting ready to explain it to you. Would you like me to tell you?
Well, it better be good.
Okay, I uploaded all of her photos. She got all these photos up, and I uploaded them to my Facebook, but I don't know the names, and Facebook's asking me to tag their faces. Like on
why are you putting them on Facebook?
It's on my personal Facebook, so it's okay. But no,
why are you putting our pictures on personal Facebook?
Because I needed more pictures on my Facebook. I didn't have many pictures of my own because I don't own a camera. So I just
sir,
needed.
I don't know why are you calling us? Do not call this number again.
I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna call it right back. As soon as you hang up, I'm gonna. All right, I'm calling it right back. I thought I sounded completely believable.
Sorry, I missed your call. Leave me a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, I'm just calling to defy that angry old man that I talked to just a minute ago and call back, because he told me not to ever call back, but I'm calling back anyway. And now I'm going to upload your photos to Grindr. So take that. What do you think of that? Show you, motherfucker. Oh, that almost sounded like a threat. I should settle down. So my hour's almost up. There's only 11 minutes of show left. I guess it's time to quit for the night. Thanks for listening, everyone. I think I'm going to spend the next 11 minutes telling you all about Patreon. Yep, that's what I'm going to do for 11 minutes. Tell everyone about Patreon. Apparently, I missed a really amazing show last night. I only got to listen to the first hour. Because I went and saw Avenue Q in the theater instead of listening to Jihad's show. But Ken's, like, messaging me the number to this guy, Edwin, who made death threats last night. And I heard that the death threats were amazing. And I missed the death threats. And I didn't get around to listening to Jihad's show. But everyone should listen every single Friday to Jihad's Art of Phone Larking show. I'm sure the archives are up on Mixler.com/PrankCallNation, where you can also find all the other Prank Call Nation shows. I still haven't listened to that anniversary show of Carlito's. I'm really behind on shows. I haven't been listening to a lot of shows lately. George, you're so dumb. There's always a Jihad show. Jihad never misses. Just like tonight, there's going to be a Brent Westwood show. In exactly 1 hour and 10 minutes, there's going to be a Brent Westwood show. Brent Westwood, in the 3 years he's been broadcasting, he has never missed a Saturday night. So he will be broadcasting in 1 hour and 10 minutes. I can guarantee it. This is a pre-show to the Brent Westwood show. So be prepared for that, everyone. My show is only 1 hour and 10 minutes tops. Or, 10 minutes. I'm over in 10 minutes. I'm just doing a Patreon for the next 10 minutes, though. Yep, that's what I'm doing. Oh, yeah, let's look at Facebook. I forgot about that. Let's see. CNY Laser Hair Removal. Let's see if she's deleted everything. Oh, look, a post by Horsey Cat Virus. Oh, and holy shit. Holy shit, I gotta do something. Travis from Public Nuisance Pranks just reminded me. I have to play an important, very important thing. Wow, I completely forgot about that. Okay, let's see. Not a lot of posts. Horsey Cat Virus. He says, will the treatment improve the elasticity of my schlong? I'm gonna like that. I'm liking his post. Horsey Cat Virus says that the CNY's laser place's window design needs more cactus. That's all Horsey Cat Virus. What's wrong with you people? I just posted the link in the IRC. I don't think they're deleting anything. I think you guys are just bored with this whole idea. Luckily, this was the last one in my list. I think this one was submitted by someone. So I'll probably never do these again. Horsey Cat Virus is making comments all over the place. Unfortunately, Horsey Cat Virus isn't very funny. God, Horsey Cat Virus, you suck. Way to be funny. Way to not be funny. Okay, but before I do anything else, Cactus Smoke. He's a listener of the show. He's a person that's just around all the time. Cactus Smoke wrote a PLA song. And I have to play it now, because it's an amazing song. It's like, it's just a song. It's a cool song, and I'm going to play it. Here it goes.
This is the PLA radio show, coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. We'll call you up and pose as your phone company. Inquire about 900 numbers that cost a lot of money. And when you're frustrated and you don't know what to say, we'll inquire politely, does your wife know you're gay? Yeah, you better pick up or we'll hack your voicemail. Tell people to fuck off and go to hell. Yeah, with RBCP and the rest of the gang, calls can get crazy and downright insane. When we visit your Facebook, you'll always get 5 stars. We love your cactus entrees and your glory holes all large and well padded. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that said it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. We'll hack your brain, make you insane. By the time that we're through, you'll be scratching your head, what the fuck did I just do? So lock the doors, flip off the breakers, get on the floor. I've got some blue Gatorade for you to pour. I'd like to bid $5 million on the cactus. Go ahead, hang up on me, there's plenty more of us. We can mob your radio station all damn day. Who the fuck bids on the radio when we've got eBay? Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. God help you if you answer our Craigslist ad. You're so easy to fool that it's really kinda sad. And we can't be held responsible if we make you mad. Can you believe our parents said this was just a fad? Yeah, we're crazy awesome hackers and we're very self-reliant. You ask us why we do this, we say that it's for science. So don't call the cops, don't even bother to sue. At 12 o'clock at midnight, fuck you. Every Monday brings a tear to my eye. Why did Mildred Monday have to go and die? Her sons were so beautiful and so kind. We should call him back just one more time. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. This is the PLA radio show, coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. That dial tone, though.
That was by Cactus Smoke. That was the best thing ever. That made my day the other day when I heard that. That was the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Never gonna listen to another song. Hi, Dwight.
Good evening, bitches.
Hey. You want to be an oil change person?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, this should be fun.
you could say something about your mop.
Yeah.
I was changing your oil and my mop got stuck.
I was mopping the shop and I busted off your oil filter with my mop.
So you will be the first person I've ever tried to add on to Mistress Morgan. She sent me the sound card thing that lets me bridge Skype with Asterix. So I don't even know if it's going to work yet. I think it will. I can tell you care.
Yeah, that shit went right over my head.
It's like, I know, like every show can do this, can, you know, bring people on to make prank calls, but it's a special thing for me because
I feel fucking special now.
Okay, good. You can thank Mistress Morgan.
Thanks, Mistress.
Okay. It's been a while since I've done this. Hold on, I should paste you info, I guess. Do you want to do the first one, or should I?
Why don't you do the first one?
Okay. Okay, alright. I'm going to call Jane. Yeah, okay, I'll do the first one. And hopefully you'll be able to hear it. I'm really not sure. I think it's all going to work perfectly. Dwight, can you hear it ringing?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, good. That's a good sign.
Pickard's Best speaking.
Hi, I was actually calling for Alan. Is Alan available?
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Alan. This is Greg from the Lube Jobs. You came in earlier for about your battery.
Oh yeah.
Hey, it looks like they put the wrong type of battery in.
Okay.
Yeah, they were supposed to put a 12-volt battery in there, like a wet cell, and they just like went over to electronics and got like a 9-volt battery.
Oh boy.
Yeah, just like a little, like one of those little tiny things you hold in your hand, a 9-volt battery, like from a smoke detector. They pulled it out of the smoke detector here in the lube job department. So, I don't know, your car's probably not going to start many more times because it doesn't have a lot of juice in that battery.
Okay.
And it's like 3 volts short.
All right. Are you open on Sunday afternoon?
No.
No. Okay, I work on Monday, so it'll be Tuesday before we can get it back in there.
Well, good luck making your car start, because it's not probably just going home. That probably drained the entire thing.
Oh, gosh.
Because those things don't even charge. Those 9-volt batteries out of smoke detectors.
How would they hook something like that up?
I don't. They're very, very resourceful. Dwight hooked it up. He's our best mechanic.
Well, you're hurting then, aren't you?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you really zinged me on that one, didn't you?
Okay, well, yeah, we'll get it back in there then sometime.
Yeah, Dwight, he's like fucking MacGyver.
Okay.
Is what Sloth says. But no, like, really, you shouldn't be a smartass to people who hold your car's life in its hands.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry. Maybe we're not even going to mess with it. You know, maybe we're going to, you know, it's just your problem at this point, since you're just being a jerk about it.
Well, we'll get it back in there.
Well, maybe we just won't let you in. Maybe I wrote down your license plate number. Maybe I'm just going to be like, hey, if this guy comes back, just don't let him in.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
He's being a dick, basically. Big old dick. Hello? Hello, hello, hello? I think he's gone.
Very nice.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't really fall for it.
He didn't like that fact. Well, how would they hook something like that up?
I don't think he really caught that it was a little smoke detector battery.
Well, I pulled the wires to your brake lights and wired the shit up. I figured the battery was more important than some brake lights.
We should tell people it's like a calculator battery. It's a CR2032.
I took the battery out of my watch.
Yes. And wired it up.
Hear that, or tell them something to the effect that we ran out of new batteries, so we took one that we took out of another car earlier and put it in.
Yes.
Yes.
Carlito says it's sweeps week, and that's why you're on my show.
Ooh.
Okay, so would you prefer someone who got a oil change, or would you prefer someone that got new tires?
I'll do an oil change.
Okay. Let me paste. I'm gonna paste the store info to you in Skype.
Okay.
Just in case they ask the address, it's best if you can not say the word of the business that this is.
Okay.
But I mean, if you have to, it's no big deal. I can edit it. All right. That's the store, and then here I'm pasting the person's name. That's the customer you're gonna talk to.
Craig was being a cheap motherfucker and only got the basic oil change.
Yep. Basically. Yeah. Oh wait. Trying to dial it in Skype. I'm so dumb. Okay, good luck. Say your prayers, because, you know, this might not work. It's from Mr. Smorgan, and, you know, women don't know computers and technology very well. So here goes.
Hello?
How you doing today, sir? Is this Craig?
Yes.
How you doing? This is Dwight. I'm down here at the Tyron Lube. You got the oil change earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying to touch base with you. My conscience is kind of getting to me. There was a little problem with your vehicle earlier.
Yeah?
I work here, sir, as I'm actually the cleanup guy. I'm the janitor. But they were running short in the tire and lube department today, so they had me come on in and change some oil. I don't know what I'm doing, sir, so I didn't even change your oil. I just went on lunch break for about a half hour and came back and told them it was done.
Okay.
So you didn't even really get an oil change.
Okay.
You know, I was sitting there and I was kind of jabbing at the
what
oil
car,
filter with my mop and
about?
Stuff, and it just wasn't coming loose.
What car are you talking about?
Jeez, hang on. Gotta find the paperwork. I pulled the number up in the computer. Is it the black one? They said it was your car. They don't have any description down here. I was just underneath the thing. But like, I don't know. I thought maybe I could get a better angle at the oil filter if I got up on top of it. So I started sticking the mop down the engine, and part of it broke off. And that's my livelihood, so I'm gonna need that part back.
What broke off?
Part of my mop handle. I had the hood up, right? So like I climbed up and the engine was exposed and I'm sitting there jamming my mop handle down there trying to get it loose and part of my mop broke off. So I'm going to need that part back so I can glue this thing back together.
You're going to need part of your mop handle back?
Yeah, it's wedged down in there, but I think if I can get some help, maybe we might be able to get it back out.
You wedged the mop handle down in the car?
Yeah, well, I was trying to get a better angle at the oil filter. You know, so I would recommend, like, when you bring it back to us, you drive, like, rather gingerly. Because, number one, that might cause some engine damage. And, number two, I don't want you to lose the mop handle. I need it back.
Well, I can't get you the mop handle back.
Well, bring the car. I'll get it back myself. I just didn't have time. My shift was ending, and I didn't have the time to fiddle with it.
You won't believe this. Where are you?
I'm at home now. I'm having a couple brews. I just printed off your information and took it home because I knew I was going to have to call you.
The mop handle.
I start the drinking and my conscience gets the better of me.
There's a mop handle where now?
It's wedged in the engine between the radiator and the catalytic converter. It's right to the left of the flux capacitor.
The flux capacitor.
Yeah, it's like if you go kitty corner from the radiator, the radiator hose where the radiator cap is, it's like kitty corner to the left.
And what color is this?
My mop handle? It's brown.
So the mop handle is still in the car?
It's in the car.
How am I supposed to get this back to you?
I would drive it, but I would only do like 10 miles an hour at the most.
But I'm going on vacation tomorrow. I can't get this back to you.
Well, this is more important than a vacation, sir. I mean, that's my livelihood. And just a trip out of town with the old wife, you know,
no,
I don't think that's
don't
as important
understand.
As
I'm
me getting my mop
handle.
I'm going
on a trip out of the country.
You're going out of the country?
Yes.
So wait a minute. You must have all kinds of loot. Why did you pay for just the basic oil change? Are you going to drive out of the country? I mean, can you leave the car with me?
Information. It's the guy from Walmart. He says he incorrectly did our oil change today, and he stuck something under the hood. He tried to wedge it. This is surreal. Look, I can't get you back your mop handle. Can't you get a different mop handle?
Well, I could, but it's going to come out of my pocket because it was a company mop handle. You know, they're going to take it out of my pocket. They charge people double when you mess up the tools around here. I'd rather have that one back and I can just grab a roll of duct tape from the house and just take care of it.
Okay,
a new mop just isn't the same as the old one. It's got sentimental value.
I'll meet you at the front door in 30 minutes.
I'm not at the Walmart. I'm at home. I'm drinking. I can't drink and drive. You trying to get me committed to a misdemeanor here?
I'm trying to do the right thing here, sir. I can't give you your mop handle.
Listen, just bring, like, tomorrow. Bring it to me.
I can't bring it tomorrow. I'm going to the airport and flying out of the country.
Well, just leave the car with me. You can fly out of the country, and I'll take good care of your car. I'll drive it around a little bit, and I'll keep good tabs on it till you get back in the country.
No, you can't drive my car.
Why not? I thought we were on, good terms and stuff here. I mean, I thought we were on...
Hold it. What's your name?
Dwight.
Dwight what?
McClanahan.
Dwight McClanahan.
I work as the janitor, but like I said, they were sore-handed at the tie and lube.
Then why don't you meet me at the Walmart in half an hour?
Can you come pick me up? Like I said, I've been drinking.
No, I can't come pick you up.
How am I supposed to come meet you? All right, hang on. I've had like 5 beers. I think I could still drive. Meet me at the Walmart.
Yes, I'll meet you at the Walmart at the front door.
Like half hour. I think I can get about 3 more beers down before I got to meet you.
Half an hour, yes.
Yeah, all right, half hour. I'll race you there.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
That was the best.
Fucking guy whispered to his wife, "You're not gonna believe this."
Oh yeah, he said it was surreal.
That was fun. So apparently he'll be at the Walmart in about a half hour.
Yeah. Oh, which one? What was his name? Craig.
Craig.
Okay. I'm not going to delete him. I should call him later, like he's going out of the country. I should call him from the travel agency or the airline or something. So he canceled his tickets.
Carrot Top really needed his seat. So yes. We sold him the ticket.
Yep, that's what's going to happen. Okay, so could you hear him pretty good? Like everything sounded...
Oh, yeah, I could hear him fine.
Okay, cool. Yay, Mr.
Even when he was sitting there whispering to his wife, it was crystal clear.
Oh, well, I was cranking it up when he did that. I was turning up the volume, trying to make it so we could hear him better.
You were doing what with the mop?
Do you know who Stanley Spadowski is?
No idea.
Oh, if you're going to do the Dwight character, you need to know who Stanley Spadowski is.
Hello?
Hi, is this Janae?
Yes.
Hey, you came in earlier today to the lube job department to get the new tires.
Yeah.
And there's a small problem when I put your tires on.
Okay.
I accidentally dropped my crescent wrench into one of your tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my crescent wrench is still in there. Did you hear it like banging around when you were driving?
I did not.
Oh, yeah, it's like banging around a bunch. It's a crescent wrench.
Is this a joke or is this real?
Oh, no, it's completely real, ma'am. You were in here earlier for the 2 new tires.
It's, right.
Yeah, your name's here in the computer. And, we looked at the security footage because we weren't sure where my crescent wrench went. I thought this other guy, Dwight, I thought he stole it. But no, it turns out I left the crescent wrench inside of your tire. And then I put the tire on your car. So, the crescent wrench is stuck inside your new tire.
Okay.
Yeah, so I need my crescent wrench back. Are you home right now?
Who is this?
My name is Craig.
From where?
From the tire and lube department. You, the place you got your 2 new tires today.
Which is where?
What do you mean, which is where? You don't know where you came? That's weird. Dwight just hung up. Oh, wait, no, he put me on hold. What the fuck? Why? Come on, Janae. Oh, Dust Bernadette is demanding a bathroom break, so maybe it's a good time for Dwight to leave. I don't know.
Hey, fuckers, you gotta drain your urine, so now I gotta leave. Shit.
Oh, you gotta go?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to blame shit on them.
Hey, Janae? Janae?
This is Brent, her husband.
Oh, hey. Janae just hung up on me. She was really rude. I was trying to tell her about the problem here at the tire and lube department, and she just hung up on me. Just out of nowhere. Just hung up.
Who did?
Janae. Is it your wife? Is that your wife or your girlfriend?
That's my wife.
Yeah. I'm like, if I were you, like, I don't want to tell you how to run your relationship, but if I were you, I would punch her in the stomach for being insubordinate. Punch that hole in the stomach.
Please don't call this number again.
Well, no, I'm trying to... there's a problem. My crescent wrench is stuck in her tire. Like, I left it in there when I was taking the tire off. Because a crescent wrench is what you take a tire off with. And I left it inside the tire.
I will look for it in the morning.
How are you going to look for it? It's inside the tire. You don't have the tools to take it off. You don't have a crescent wrench.
There's a crescent wrench inside the tire?
Yeah, inside of it. Like where the air goes. I'm surprised you didn't hear it banging around. It's probably like...
And where are you calling from, sir?
From the tire and lube department, where she came today to get two new tires put
where?
On. You don't know where she went? You don't keep tabs on her? On Janae? You know where she came... Come on. Just quit messing around. Whoa, what was that? Was that the trace button? Oh, shit. Dwight, I'm pretty sure they traced us. And you're going down with me. Sorry to say it.
We had a lady last night try the same shit at a hotel.
Oh, hey, can you explain to me what happened last night? I heard death threats and.
Yeah, I was kind of being a little pissy with Jihad and them.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting in their in the conf. They're doing the show and they're getting ready to call this guy about a Craigslist ad that Jihad had put out about beta testing some robots in your house. Will you get $10,000? So he had put the number in there, and so I clicked it and called him first, and he answers, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm with the robots. You respond to my Craigslist ad. He's like, oh, yeah, how you doing? And I go, go fuck yourself, N-word, and I'll go. So then
that escalated quickly.
I hung up, and I bounced over to Jihad's conference, and I'm sitting there, and it was perfect because they're just now calling him. And as soon as they pick up, they're like, hello, sir. And he's like, you want to fucking die?
Jeez.
And they were all confused on what had happened. And they're like, who swore at him? Why did he start doing that? And I'm like, I may have called him before you guys did.
Oh, I didn't even catch that part. You
Yeah, I jumped out of their conf and called him and did that. And then I jumped back in as they were calling him and.
He's like,
oh, you want to fucking die?
There was somebody I did that to last year. Like, they were on a show. They tried to add me to the conference, but I didn't join. But then I could see, like, all the numbers they were calling. So I started texting them all beforehand. It's like, hey, these people are going to prank you. And you should say hi to whoever, you know, I was giving their names out and stuff. But it didn't work out.
It worked out. Pretty good. I think it was the last call that Jihad and them did last night.
Ah, yeah. I'm gonna have
but
to.
But Jihad doesn't like those arguing back and forth calls. So.
He's such a hippie. He's just.
I live for those calls.
Here, I'm gonna call him. You gave me his number. His name's Rabbi. Oh.
Edwin or something along those lines.
You want to talk to him, or should I? Or we'll both go at him. We'll gang up on him.
We can both do it.
Hello.
I'm with the robots, hello? Motherfucker.
Hello?
I'm with the robots.
What?
The robots. From Craigslist.
I am a robot.
Oh, he just hung right up.
That should have been the right number.
Now I don't believe you. I think you're full of crap. I don't think you really threaten your life at all.
Oh. I don't know.
Beep, beep, boop, bop, 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 boop, 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 boop.
Edmund.
Hello.
Edmund.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Fisher?
Who's calling?
I'm calling about the robots. You signed up for the robot program?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. We talked to you last night about the robots. correct? Yes? Robots? What's that beeping sound?
Tape.
What's the beeping sound? What is that beeping in the background? Is that a robot?
It's taping everything.
You're taping everything? Why? No, I don't give you permission. It's illegal in the state to tape me without my permission. I don't give you permission. You have no permission to tape me. Listen, I need to talk to you about last night because you made some threats to lives and stuff. Sir? 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 Hello? Alright, I'm just hanging up. It's pointless. Oh, Dwight put me on hold again. What a dick. I was going to do like two more calls. We need to take a break. It's definitely break time. It's been an hour and a half. Hey, Dwight. What happened? Where'd you go?
I was trying to confirm the number again.
Oh, okay. Hey, let's do like two more oil change calls. I'm going to hang up on you and refill drinks and pee and stuff.
That sounds good.
So I think it's your turn. We're not going to count that guy because... Yeah, all we've got left is oil change people. You want to call another oil change person?
Sure.
Okay. So it's the same store if they ask for the address. I just pasted you the guy. His name's Joel. And he got a full service. If you know what I mean, wink wink. Oh no.
The number you dialed is not a working number. Please check the number.
Fuck. All right, last one then. You get this one. Her name is Carol.
Hello?
Good evening, sir. Is Carol available?
This, sir?
Oh, this is Carol?
Yes.
Hi, Carol. This is Dwight McClanahan. I'm over here at the Tire and Lube. You came in for an oil change earlier.
You what?
You had an oil change earlier, is that right?
A what changer?
Oil change. You had an oil change.
Oh, yes, yes.
We had some issues, ma'am. Apparently, someone from the food department came into the oil change area and left a large drum of chocolate syrup that the deli department was going to be using. I don't know how to break this to you, but somebody accidentally, instead of putting oil in your engine, they put some chocolate syrup.
Okay, so what does that mean?
It really means nothing. It's like the same viscosity and stuff, but I'm thinking after about probably 100 miles or so of driving, you're going to need to come back in for another oil change.
I drive 60 miles a day, so what am I supposed to do?
Well, I guess after tomorrow, you're going to need to come in and have another oil change done, but make sure to bring the checkbook, because this one's going to cost a little bit.
Why is it going to cost me for somebody to look fake?
Well, we tried to talk to the deli manager about it, but they said, really, it's out of their hands. They'd really, I had this fat bitch that runs the deli. She said, told me to go fuck myself, really. So there's nothing I could do about it other than, get the money from you. Otherwise, it's coming out of my pocket, and I can't do it.
Why is it coming out of my pocket? I asked you all to do an oil change.
What
your employees do ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, I'm really sorry, sweetie, but, I guess you should have smelled it. I mean, you women like that chocolate, don't you?
Do what?
Nothing. Basically, we went ahead and put a special oil filter in there to handle the chocolate syrup. We knew about it when we put it in, but none of us felt like draining it back out and putting the right stuff in. I had to go on my lunch break. I wasn't about to give them any free time, you know?
I
You still there, sweetie? What was that?
So I gotta go in there and get another oil change, and they're gonna charge me?
Well, you know, we can offer you a free car wash after you pay for the oil change. That's a $6 value, ma'am. You know, you come in and get the full service. It's gonna be $29.95, and then we got tax and chocolate syrup. We got to get rid of it, so that's a deposit.
And why are you having these employees working for you?
What's that, ma'am?
Why do you have these employees working for you?
Well, for the wages we're paying, ma'am, we're not going to get the top echelon people, you know, the people that got their degrees from DeVry or anything.
I'm a manager, so you all are going to let these employees work for you and sit there and eat while you're changing my oil?
Well, I do have to have lunch, ma'am. I'm diabetic, and my glucose levels drop rapidly. I could end up in the hospital. So, yeah, we bring in these kids fresh out of high school, or these alternative high schools, you know, where they get the GEDs and stuff, and we let them change the oil. You know, it's our way of giving back to the community. So, you know, we can come in. I can get you in. Well, we close at like 9 o'clock at night, and I can get you in at about 8:45. You know, it's our policy here at the Walmart that we have to hire a minimal number of convicted felons in order to hold our quota and get the kickbacks from the government. You know, if you want, while I have the guys do the oil change, I could treat you to a dinner over there at the deli. They got some collard greens and stuff over there.
Say what?
I was just explaining the situation with the oil change. Who is this now?
This is her son. She took her nighttime pill. She's not understanding what you're saying. I'm going to translate it to her.
Oh, okay, I'll re-explain it real quick. Basically, what happened is she came in for a oil change earlier, and
right.
For some reason, the people from the deli department were storing a 5-gallon drum of chocolate sauce back in the lube area while we were changing the the tubs of lube, and we accidentally went ahead and put the pump into the chocolate syrup, and that's what went into the engine.
Oh, shit.
So I was telling her that it should be all right for about 50 miles, and then we're going to have to get that changed out again, and that's when she went a little crazy.
Okay, I see.
I drive 60 miles a day!
Yeah, that's what she said, and I told her, you know, she can just bring the checkbook in, and $29.95, we'll get it changed out, and we'll get the right stuff in there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't appreciate her yelling at me either. I mean, I told her I would, you know, maybe take her to dinner or something.
Right.
You know, I don't want to get these, because we got a bunch of felons working here. And, you know, I don't want to get them riled up. I don't want to deduct it from their pockets, because they're liable to, you know, take a piss in the gas tank once we get the car back in here.
Right.
They were, they're street people, basically. They, I'm terrified of them myself. You know, every time I try to reprimand them, they end up always, you know, making threats. You know, I know where you live. You know, your family ain't safe. You know, every time I try to get them fired, I find out that one of them is a nephew for the store manager and stuff. I just don't understand it.
Right.
So I mean, I'm giving her a discount on the new oil change, $29.95. That's a good deal. I usually charge about $65 for one of these.
Right.
So, but I mean, she's not going to want to go over 50 miles, because then it's probably going to start dissipating the chocolate syrup and smoking.
Okay.
Well, what do I got to do?
So, you know, she wants to get that thing in here about 9 o'clock tomorrow night. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
See, ask her if she wants to do that.
I'll let her know.
You let her know?
Yeah.
All right. Now, tell her don't go over 10 miles an hour, because I don't know if the rods will be able to handle that.
Okay.
All right. Now, is she going to call me and do this, or does she want to get in at 9?
Yeah. Probably. She's probably
going to
call you before they come.
All right. Well, tell her not to take the red pill, all right?
All right.
All right. Go fuck yourself, buddy.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, fuck you.
What?
Hello? What? She was ready to go for fucking round 3.
That lady was awesome. I wish she hadn't passed it over, you know? She was great.
Her son. He took the fucking night pill. Dion wants you to call back and smooth the shit over.
Okay, I'll be the manager. They're probably not going to pick up. What was her name? Carol? I want to tell her to pee in the oil tank. Damn it.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is Carol available?
Yes.
Oh, could I talk to Carol, please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Carol?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Greg. I'm the manager here at the Tire and Lube.
Okay.
And I just wanted to apologize for the call earlier.
Yeah, why do you tell her to go fuck herself? That's what I'd like to know.
Oh, who's that?
I ain't managed.
Oh, I can't talk to that guy. That's not Carol. Carol's the one on the computer here.
No, I want to know why the guy told me to go fuck myself.
Oh, I don't think that really happened. Stop making things up. You're not going to get like any money out of a lawsuit. Come on, let's cut it out. Quit trying to be like a Maury Povich family or something.
What is going on here?
Look, I'm just trying to straighten things out. Dwight,
okay.
Dwight, he's had a little bit to drink. He's normally the janitor here, but we were letting him do oil changes and customer service phone calls tonight. So we're just trying to work things out. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, settle down. Settle down. Stop yelling at me. Stop yelling.
I'm not yelling at you. I just want to know what's going on.
Oh, you just need to bring your car back. But listen, there's a thing you can do. Like, okay, so that chocolate syrup, it's not made for an engine. And we need to get a chemical in there that's going to counteract the chocolate syrup. So what we're going to need you to do is open up the hood and kind of squat over the engine and pee into the oil tank. Do you have a funnel?
Are you serious?
Yes, urine will counteract the effects of chocolate on an engine. It's a scientific fact.
Who are you?
I'm with I'm the manager here at the store, the night manager.
Okay, what's your name?
Craig. Yeah, and it really helps if there's Ambien.
Craig what?
If there's Ambien in your urine stream.
Craig what?
Jurebel.
Give me your name.
Okay, settle down. Listen, I just need you to open up the hood. Can we do this on the phone? Do you have a cordless phone? Can you go outside? Are you in a cell phone?
No, tonight's not good.
Oh, look, I can't talk to you. I don't even know who you are. You're not on the computer here. So you can be quiet.
That's my son!
No, tell him to be quiet. Tell your son to be quiet. Tell him to go watch cartoons or
no,
something.
No, I won't! He is helping me!
Well, no.
What is your issue?
But his name's not in the computer, so I can't talk to him about your car.
Okay, you're talking to me. What is the issue?
I need you to go outside and open the hood. We're going to fix this right now.
And you what?
Stop yelling. Stop yelling, ma'am. Ma'am? Carol? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, all right. Settle down. Stop yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you.
Oh, yeah.
I am trying to find out what's going on here.
Okay, I just need you to go out to your car and open the hood.
Why?
Because we're going to fix this. Look, have you taken a lot of Ambien? Because we need to make sure you have Ambien in your urine stream when you pee into the oil tank.
You know what?
What?
You all are fucked up.
Why do you say that?
You are totally fucked up.
Why are you talking to me like this, ma'am? She hung up. She's gone, Dwight.
You all fucked up.
we got to take a break, but because I need a refill and a drink, can you tell her she's banned from the store forever?
Sure.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I was hoping she would yell her name into the voicemail prompt.
I wanted to tell her I'm the night manager.
This is Carol.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I just hung up on Dwight. Sorry, Dwight. I hung up on the wrong thing. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'm not used to this setup. Yeah, she got the voicemail again.
Ah.
So, goddamn it. Okay, so, I didn't really want to have you on the show, but Carlito's like, you know, you put Dwight on the show because, he says Dwight is supposed to be on every show or I'm fired. anyway, I want to take a break and get some refill drinks and pee and stuff.
Sounds fantastic.
But if you're around a little bit later, I've got a giant list. That was my short list. I have a giant list of oil change people.
I'll definitely be here.
From another store. This lady read me 25 numbers from one store.
God, awesome.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks. That was amazing, that lady.
Take it easy, Arvin.
All right, bye. Fucking Dwight thinks he owns the fucking show. Okay, so it's break time. We gotta take a break. I need a break. I'm completely... Listen to this. This is... Listen. That's an empty drink. It's an empty Four Loko. It needs to be refilled. So everyone, refill your drinks. Get some food. Go urinate. Do stuff like that. Music. I'm gonna play music while we wait. Okay, here. Here's music. So, you know, at least 3 songs, maybe 4, maybe 5. And also, maybe in 20 minutes, who knows, Brent Westwood might be here. Or maybe the Kin Show is going to take over, the Dwight Show. Someone's got to take over. I'm not doing this much more longer.
And the cracks began to show.
How bizarre.
If you want a break from the stress and the studies, holler at your buddy and I'll make you feel funny. I'm the pudgy pure blood packing unicorn power up in the highest tower where I fire up my flowers.
Okay, I'm back. Hopefully everyone's peed, gotten their drinks. I went downstairs and made a chocolate milkshake and it tastes amazing. The best chocolate milkshake I've ever drank in my entire life. So I've still got about a billion Walmart... I mean, no. Start over. I've still got a billion photo department and lube job customers. Not Walmart. Fuck.
Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Oh, what's it gonna be?
Yes.
My favorite song. This is like the hit of summer 2014. I love this song.
Hello?
Hi, Serena?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from the photo department. You brought some photos in to have them developed?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, remember that time?
Okay, I'm sorry, tell me one more time. From the photo department and what?
Yeah, photo department. You brought in some photos to have them developed in our store.
Oh, you know, I forgot all about it.
Oh, yeah, it was a long time ago.
Funny, because I even picked up some stuff in there earlier.
Yeah.
Today.
But anyway, about the photos that you had done.
Oh, yeah.
I need to know the names of all the people in the photos.
Okay.
Yep. Can you just start with photo number one? What's the names of the people in them, in it?
I don't have the pictures.
Oh, do you?
Who is this, really?
I'm calling from the photo department. My name's Josh.
Okay.
Yeah, I just needed to know the names of the people in the photos that were in the photos that you brought in.
Okay, you know what? You're going to need to call me during the daytime.
Why? Why not now? What's wrong with now? Oh, my God. Come on.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is
at least free. I get to hear the song again. Serena.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling for Serena.
No, it's a little late to call. Why would you be calling it?
Well, it's really important. It's about her photos. She brought in some photos earlier today to have them developed.
Right.
Yeah, do you know about this? Is this her husband?
Yes, it's her husband.
Oh, okay, great. I just need to know the names of the people in the photos. Like, what's your name for?
Why in the world would a person developing film ever have to know that?
Well, because I put the photos on my Facebook, on my personal Facebook, and now Facebook is asking me to tag the photos, to tag the faces in the photos.
You put one of our photos on your Facebook?
All of the photos. I put all of them on there. And I just
why would you do that?
I need to know the names of the people in the photos so I can tag them.
He's saying he put all those photos on his Facebook.
Sir?
Yes.
Yeah, do you know the names of the people in the photos? I should just talk to Serena.
I don't have the photos with me, but I wouldn't give them to you anyway.
Why not?
Partner, you're pathetic. To take somebody else's photos and put them on your own Facebook?
Yeah, well, no, it's not my fault. Like, Facebook demands that you tag them. Like, they threaten to shut off your account if you don't tag them correctly.
Why would you take somebody's photos and put them on your Facebook, period?
Because I didn't have many photos on my Facebook, and I just needed more photos on there, so I used yours.
You're ridiculous. You're pranking us.
I'm not pranking anyone.
Yeah, you are. You're ridiculous. You know, we got your phone number. Well, if we need to contact you.
No, I don't give you permission to call me back.
Yeah, I'm calling you back.
No.
The police might call you back, though.
No.
You know what? Because you're doing things wrong. Hopefully we don't see those on Facebook, your partner.
I'm not giving you permission to have the police call me.
You're taking them from Walmart and putting them on your personal Facebook, if that's the case. See ya.
Well, no, I'm the developer. I'm allowed. I have access to your photos. Crap. I'm in so much trouble now. Jazztown, I love your idea. I'm just going to do that. I only have, like, maybe 4 photo people left. And that's just the best idea ever. I want to keep doing that until someone really just blows up at it. We have 4 people left for people to blow up at that idea. No, thank you, Jazztown. Oh, and they're all female names. That's the best. The next 4.
Hello?
Hi, is Lori available?
One moment.
Okay.
Lori, are you available? Excuse me, who's calling, please?
This is Josh. I'm calling from the photo department. She brought in, like, 5 photos into the store today to have them developed?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she brought them in.
Yep, okay. I'll just talk to Lori then.
Okay, one moment, please.
Alrighty.
Photo department.
Hello?
Hi, Lori?
Yes?
Hey, I'm just calling about your photos. I needed to know the names of the people in the photos.
Photos for what?
You brought in 5 photos for 4x6s? Into the store today?
No, I send pictures, but I've already picked them up.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but we don't know the names. I need to know the names of the people that are in the photos.
I have no idea.
You don't know the names of who's in your photos?
Not off the top of my head. It's 11:30 at night.
Yeah, but that's okay. I just need to know what names Like, what names are, like, do you know the names of the people that were in your photos? Who'd you take photos of?
Well, today I didn't send any pictures of people. I sent pictures of things. So I have no idea what you're talking about.
What are the names of the things?
A dresser. Crib.
Why would you pay...
A cradle.
Why would you pay that much money just for a picture of a dresser?
What? How much money? What are you talking about?
Well, that's my point. Like, why would you just take pictures of things? They're not even people. It's dumb. Like, what's your problem? Well, that didn't work out too good. Thanks a lot for nothing, Jazz Town. What a stupid call that was.
Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected somehow. It's weird. We were just
talking. Yes, I'm disconnecting you. It's midnight. If you call back again, I will call the police.
You're exaggerating. It's only 11 after.
No, I'm not exaggerating. Goodbye.
Is it really midnight there? Let's see. Next. Hi, Donna.
Yes.
Hey, this is Josh from the photo department. You brought in some photos today?
Uh-huh.
Like 10 4x6s?
Uh-huh.
And can you give me the names of the people in the photos? Why?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Calling her back tomorrow. God damn it.
Hello?
Hi, Lindsay?
Yes?
Hi, this is Josh from the photo department.
Huh?
And
where at?
At the photo department, you had that one 5x7 done today?
Yes, I picked it up.
Okay, yeah, I know. I just, like, can you tell me the name of the person that was in that photo?
My daughter?
What was her name?
Why? Who is this?
Oh, I'm calling from the photo department. My name's Josh.
What store?
At the Walmart.
Okay, I don't understand why you didn't know my daughter's name.
Oh, because I uploaded the photo to my Facebook, and Facebook is asking me the name to tag her face, like to give her name.
Well, she's not online. She's a child.
Well, I know, but I just need to tag her.
What
I
is your name?
My name is Josh.
Josh who?
Jurbel. I'm in the photo department.
Who?
I'm in the
Josh
photo.
Who?
Jurbel. I'm the one that did the photo today. I developed it in the machine, the photo machine. But I just need to know her name so I can tag it on Facebook because I uploaded her picture to my personal Facebook.
Okay, well, I don't want her picture on your personal Facebook, and she's not on Facebook, so you can't tag her.
Well, no, it's not up to you. It's my Facebook. And it doesn't...
Well, I don't care.
I'm not trying to tag her account or anything.
I don't care what you put on her Facebook. She's not on Facebook. Who are you, and why are you calling me from Walmart?
I just need to know her name, because Facebook is asking me the name since I uploaded
it. Her name is none of your business.
Oh, that's not true. Come on. Look, ma'am. I didn't get to do Ken's idea, which probably would have been inappropriate, because I'm guessing that was like a five-year-old or something. Still would have been hilarious.
Hello?
Lindsay, we got disconnected somehow.
No, I hung up on you. I'm not giving you any information about my child or my picture.
But Facebook is asking. I need to know
I'm about to come up to Walmart now. Are you there?
No, I'm at home.
Hey, then what do you want with me?
I need to know.
I'm about to call the police and report you.
Oh, no, don't do that. No, because it's three strikes.
Do you
typically call
customers from Walmart?
Well, it just, like, because Facebook's at demand.
It's 12:30 in the morning.
Facebook won't even let me upload the photo unless I get the name.
I don't care about Facebook.
But I need to know, because I uploaded the photo. I can't just lie and make up a name. I'm going to make her name. Can I just make up a name? Can I call her Candy?
I'm going to call the cops right now.
Why?
I'm going to report your phone.
No, don't report my...
You understand me?
I don't give you...
You understand me?
You don't have my permission
to
report...
Do not call this number back again.
But I need to know the name to put on Facebook. I just... It's important. They asked me not to call back, so... All right. Crap, what was her name? Was that Lindsay? I think that was... Yeah, that was Lindsay. All right. Last one. Last one for photos, anyway. Then I've got like a billion oil changes. That's just the best idea ever. I can't believe we never thought of this before. Jazztown, you're a genius.
Hi, you have reached the voice.
Like tomorrow, I'm just going to get billions of photo numbers and just do this all day. That's going to be my Sunday. Jazztown wins the show tonight.
Hi, you have reached the voicemail of Brian.
So I guess this segment of the show is over. Oh, is KDK really on? Hey, Nunu, paste KDK's listening link. I want to listen. I want to listen real quick. Let's hear what KDK is doing. Post the link. It's time to hear some KDK. I'm sure it'll just be music. Oh, until you post that, though, I want to play this thing. I meant to play this when Dwight was on earlier, but Dwight, this clip right here, I need you to listen to this. This clip is going to make you want to watch UHF, Weird Al's movie from 1989, or I think that's when it came out. But this is a clip of Stanley Spadowski. He loved his mop, and here's a clip.
This is my new mop. George, my friend, he gave me this mop. It's a pretty good mop. It's not as good as my first mop. I miss my first mop. But this is still a good mop. Sometimes you just have to take what life gives you. Because life is like a mop. And sometimes life gets full of dirt and crud and bugs and hairballs and stuff. You got to clean it out. You got to put it in here and rinse it off and start all over again. And sometimes life sticks to the floor so bad. You know, a mop is not good enough. It's not good enough. You got to get down there like with a toothbrush, you know? And you got to really scrub. You gotta get it off. You gotta really try to get it off. But if that doesn't work, you can't give up. You gotta stand right up. You gotta run to a window and say, "Hey, these floors are dirty as hell, and I'm not gonna take it anymore."
So Dwight. And everyone else that's listening, if you've never seen the movie UHF, what the fuck? Come on, you gotta watch UHF. It's a classic. It's a cult classic. Everyone needs to see UHF at least one time in their life. Even if you hate it, you have to see it. You have to see that movie. So everyone's homework assignment tonight is to go out, to get on the torrents and download UHF. It's okay to download it, because Weird Al doesn't need the money. He's got the number one album on the charts this week, so he's got plenty of money. Steal UHF and watch it tonight. Okay, nobody's doing the Facebook thing, so I declare officially the Facebook mobbing thing that I was doing, which was really fun at first, but it just kind of lost its charm, I guess. It's officially over. No more Facebook mobbing during my shows, because horsey cat viruses posts are still on there. Reviews. I'm supposed to look at the reviews. Where's the reviews? All right. Ken says it's in the reviews. Where the fuck are the reviews? Oh, look. Michael Scruggs. Oh, holy shit. Okay. Michael Scruggs, he says he laser burned through my midsection. Straight through the bone, but no annoying hair anymore. 5 gold stars. That's a post to their page. That's not a review. Okay, I see the reviews are below. Jessica Bonet, she says, I got my bikini area hair removed with a laser. I never got anything like this done before, so I thought the burning was normal. When I woke up, my downstairs was all crusty and gooey, like the inside of a cactus. Nevertheless, I rate it an 8/8M8 mate. Okay, yeah, that's the only posts. But okay, there's reviews. Okay, fine. I see reviews. I'm dumb for not seeing the reviews. They're way down on the bottom. Sloth says they lasered the hair off my dong, and there's some sort of an ASCII image. I can't tell what the ASCII image is, but Dwight posted a comment on it, and he says, "Can they laser the herpes off my yam bag? I think it's time to chop them off, good sir," is what Roy McBacon says. Dwight McClanahan, he says, I came to get the hair on my chest lasered off. I found it delightful. They gave me a nice glass of lemonade, but for some reason, after I consumed it, I passed out. The job they did on my chest was great, but I woke up with my pants unzipped, and, well, my yam bag was completely bald. Hate when that happens. John McCabe, he says, now I realize how much my legs looked like a cactus before my laser treatment. Eddie Garcia, his review is hidden. Thanks for the laser treatment on my ass. I now know I should never put a cactus up there. There's one from Horsey Cat Virus. They helped me remove the spines from my cactus and made it silky smooth. If only they could do the same thing with their glory hole in the back. What else? Malcolm says, now I'm smooth down there as after the cactus treatment at their glory hole, would highly recommend. Eric, thanks for the laser treatment. However, for some reason, I have no idea why I'm stuck using caps lock. Also, you need to smooth out the rough edges of the glory hole in the back. Everyone talks about the glory hole. And then the one before that was over a year ago. I've known Teresa for years, and I know she does a fabulous job. Check out her open house on January 30th. Sign up for a reading with me. So she's a psychic or something, I guess. Baz, they actually lasered my urethra warts through the glory hole in back room. In the back room. Amazing! I'm going to like that review. Clicking on the like button. Alright, so I guess I should call some more numbers. Sean from the chat room wants me to tell someone that I took a part out of their car to sell on Craigslist. But I want to know how much it was worth, so I can sell it for the correct price. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Delilah?
Yes?
Hey, it's James from the lube job department. You had some...
The what?
You know, the tire and lube. You came and had your car worked on today?
Yeah.
Hey, I was working in your engine, and I took this part out of your engine. You know, it's like a silverish-grayish thing. I think it might be the alternator, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know how much that's worth? I'm trying to sell it on eBay.
No. Yeah, you took it off my car?
Yeah, I took it out of your car, like out of the engine. It didn't look very important, and like, you know, your car, it was able to drive away and everything, so I think it's all right. But I don't know what this thing is.
No.
Like, how much do you think it's worth?
I don't know.
It's pretty heavy, so I think if it's heavy, it's worth a lot. What? People just hang up on me tonight. Goddamn Delilah. So this next lady, she had a high mileage oil change. She's one of those people that waits, like, you know, 10,000 miles or something until she changes her oil. She's like, it's not the 1930s anymore. We don't have to do it every 3,000 miles. We just change it every couple years. It's fine. Don't leave, Enigma. Just two more calls. Stay for two more calls, Enigma. Don't leave. Don't leave. Now look, this next one, Enigma, I need your help on this one. This guy's name is Bruce, and he had a battery changed today. So I need ideas. What should I say to Bruce, who had his battery changed today? Don't leave yet. Don't leave, Baz. Everyone's bored with me. I get the message. Whatever. So what should I say to this battery guy? Quick! His battery's making hydrogen. No! Not good enough. I replaced it with AA batteries. Triple A's! Yeah, double A's is stupid. I'm gonna say triple A's. I replaced it with an RTG, whatever the fuck that is. Hello, Bruce?
Yes?
Hi, I'm calling from the Tire and Lube. You were in here earlier today to get your battery changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I accidentally replaced your battery with some AAAs.
Excuse me?
Your battery? Like, normally it's 12 volts. Like, on your car battery, mm-hmm. it's normally 12 volts.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, like, you know, the guy that replaced your battery, he's new. And he just, mm-hmm. he filled it up with a bunch of AAA batteries. Like the kind of batteries that's in your, like, in you know, in your Xbox controller. But smaller.
Okay.
More like the ones that are in your Wii controller. There we go. Wii controller batteries. AAAs.
What about those there?
Yeah, that's what's in your car now.
How's that?
He rigged it all up. I don't know. He's like an electrical genius of some sort. But I don't know. I don't think there's much juice in those. I don't know how long your car is going to work on AAA batteries.
Okay.
Because, like, there's a bunch of them duct taped together under your hood. Did you see the battery when you left? Did you look at the battery?
No.
Oh, there's your first problem. You're supposed to look and inspect the work and make sure it's... You know, it's good work.
Okay. Excuse me, who's this?
My name is Josh. I'm calling from the lube department.
At this time of the day?
Correct. It's more like time of night. It's more like nighttime than daytime.
Okay.
So are you okay with the new job? I mean, did it work? Did it get you home and everything? Did you go anywhere besides home?
Mm-hmm.
And the car started up okay? Did it start up like normal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, maybe it's fine then. Maybe it's fine.
Okay.
It's probably fine. You probably don't have to worry about it at all.
All right.
So what are you doing right now? Are you sleeping?
Yeah.
Really? You got to get up early?
Uh-huh.
What for? You got to go to church?
Excuse me, I got to go. I'll talk to you later.
Well, no, what are you doing in the morning?
Don't worry about it.
No, it's for the paperwork. It's for the paperwork.
For the paperwork?
For the battery change. We don't have that on our paperwork. You forgot to mark it down. What are you doing in the morning?
Dude, what time is it?
Who knows, like 12, midnight or something, I don't know. It's not even that late, it's a Saturday night, you shouldn't even be asleep yet.
Okay.
Don't be a pussy.
This is really odd here.
Yeah, no, I need to know what you're doing in the morning. What time do you have to get up? Let's start with that. What time are you waking up in the morning?
Why? What does it matter to you, man?
For the paperwork.
The paperwork, dude. Whatever. Bye.
They forgot to write it down. It's not my fault. You forgot to write it down. It's your fault.
Hello. Sorry I missed your call. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Bruce, it's Josh from the lube department. I just needed to know if you're going to church in the morning. Because I'm going to church, and I could really use a ride to church. So if you're going to church, could you swing by the Tire and Lube department and pick me up? Take me to church? I'm going to assume you do the 10:30 in the morning service? You don't even have to get up that early, so I don't know why you're complaining. But please come by here first and pick me up, and we'll go to church together. I will bring the paperwork to your... I'll bring the paperwork with me, and you can fill it out during church or in the car. Whatever. I don't know. But I'll see you in the morning. Bye, Bruce.
Hello.
Hi, Christine?
Who is this?
This is Josh from the lube job department. You came in today to have your... I gave you a lube job. On your car?
No, you didn't.
Well, I gave it to someone. I gave someone a lube job. It wasn't you? Who was it? Can I talk to them?
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, it would be 12:53 right now.
Well, why would you want to talk to... Why would you be calling this late at night?
It's an emergency. It's about your car.
Of what about it?
Well, you said it's not your car, so I guess I don't have to tell you then?
What about the car?
Well, it's you know, you told me I have the wrong person. It's not your car, so it's okay. It doesn't concern you because it's someone else's car, apparently. So I'm sorry.
I know who that was.
Oh, who was it? What's their name?
Okay, why are you calling this place?
Who are you? You're not Christine.
I think, what's your name?
Well, no, it wasn't even you, so it doesn't concern you. Don't worry about it. Listen. Listen, Chris, who are you? What's your name?
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Christine.
Okay, what is it about?
Well, no, you're not Christine, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, why did you say you weren't Christine at first? You said you weren't Christine. You didn't.
But why were you calling this late?
You didn't even get a lube job. It wasn't you. It's the wrong person. It's okay.
Okay, what about it?
I must have made a mistake. I must have dialed wrong because I thought I was calling Christine, but I guess I would dial.
But why would you call this late?
Because the emergency with the car. It was a very huge emergency concerning the safety of the car. But it's okay because you're not Christine, so I got.
Okay, I am Christine.
You are. Oh, holy
fuck you! I mean it.
You are Christine. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought this wasn't Christine.
Well, what is the huge emergency?
When I was doing the lube job, I let my ferret, run around in your trunk. Because I have a pet ferret, I bring it to work with me.
A pet ferret? What is that?
You know, a ferret. Like the animal, a ferret. Do you know what a ferret is?
No.
Oh, you dropped out before grade school? Like you didn't learn what a ferret was?
So what is that?
It's like a little animal. It's like a dog. It's basically a dog. It's a dog combined with a gerbil. I mean, you should know what a ferret is, really? You don't know what a ferret is? Did you hang up on me, Christine? Ferret's a dog, right? I'm pretty sure that's a good description of a ferret. I think I was right. She hung up.
Hello?
Hello, who's this, since this isn't Christine?
What would you like?
Oh, I needed to talk to Chris. Does Christine live there with you, maybe?
No.
Oh, who is she? She's using your phone number. She gave me your phone number, whoever this Christine person is.
Well, what do you want?
Well, my ferret had diarrhea, and I think it had diarrhea in your trunk. When I was giving you the oil change. You know? Your trunk? Do you not know what a trunk is? Ma'am? Ma'am? Christine? Hey, there's one call I kind of want to do that's not an oil change. It's more of a neighborhood call. I've been trying to call them all week, and I think he sent me the wrong number, really. Let's see. Says, I love your show and I listen all the time. Always have a good idea, or I have a good idea for a prank if you're up to it. My neighbor is obsessed with his lawn, always cutting it and fertilizing it almost every day. And he wants me to say that I'm with one of those chemical companies. I'm not going to say the name of the chemical company. Or no, I'm probably going to have to. For now, I'm not going to say it. You know, one of those chemical companies that comes along and sprays your lawn and keeps all the bugs out and makes it nice and green and everything. He wants me to tell this man that I accidentally sprayed his whole lawn with grass killer instead of grass fertilizer or bug killer or whatever. I was supposed to spray his next door neighbor's grass, but I accidentally sprayed his grass and mixed in the wrong chemical. His name is Greg, gives me his address, gives me his phone number. I did a little bit more research and I found out that phone number is correct, but then there's another phone number. Like, I've been trying to call this number all week, and I just get a weird message thing. So I think maybe this other one is his real number. It's like one digit different. Hey, Enigma, don't go to sleep yet, because this is going to be really funny. I'm going to call a guy and tell him I accidentally poisoned his lawn. It's going to be amazing. So I don't think this guy's been getting my calls. I think, you know, maybe I was reaching a fax line or just... I'm probably reaching his 56K baud modem line. His internet line in his house. He forgot to...
The number you have reached.
Fuck, really? Not even a good number. Okay. I'll try the other one. The one that hasn't been answering for a week. I know it's not going to answer again.
Extension 72.
Fuck. See, that's all I've been getting all week. I've been trying to call this guy because I love the idea. I love the idea of saying I'm with their yard spraying company. And, you know, telling them that I accidentally sprayed the wrong chemicals in their lawn. That's the best idea ever. But I'm going to have to give up on it. It just, they won't answer. I don't know why. But here's the thing. I really like the guy's neighborhood. So I got the phone numbers of pretty much every other person in the neighborhood. Like this guy. Here, let's call this guy. I'll tell him I'm from the company. And I was supposed to spray that guy's yard, but I accidentally sprayed his yard. Hi, Jag TV.
Live shows? It's all about the pre-recorded shows. Come on, man.
Sorry.
What's up?
I'm trying to call Dominic and Karen and Robert.
Ah, fun people I've heard.
Yep, they're the best.
I haven't heard that.
Hello?
Hello, Karen?
Yeah?
Hey, this is David from True Green, from the lawn company.
Yes.
You don't have our services, do you?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's the problem. We accidentally sprayed your yard this week. We sprayed your yard. We were supposed to be spraying Greg's yard. He lives over just down the street from you at 706.
Zubik.
Huh?
Greg Zubik?
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah, 706.
Okay.
Yeah, we sprayed your yard. But then here's the other problem. We didn't spray it with the bug killer grass grower stuff. We sprayed it with this chemical that's going to completely kill your lawn as soon as it rains. And I know it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, pretty much your lawn's going to die as soon as it rains. It's going to mix with the chemicals. It'll do the reaction. Your grass is just... Not only is it going to turn yellow, but it's going to completely fall out of the ground. It's just going to be dirt.
It might also combust, is what I've heard.
Yeah, it might explode like a bomb. It's hard to say, really.
Not like a bomb.
But I just needed to let you know that. If it rains tomorrow, if it rains hard enough...
Well, it's been pouring all night tonight.
Oh, crap. Really? I'm sorry. I didn't even know, because I live like over an hour away. It's not raining here. Yeah, your yard's just going to be gone in the morning.
Sorry. Really?
Yes, I'm very sorry. It's pretty much Gregory's fault down the street, because he wrote down the wrong address on his form, because he renewed his contract with us.
Okay. Why would he be calling so late at night?
Well, it was kind of an emergency. I was hoping to catch you before it started raining, because there was a thing we could do that would have counteracted the chemicals.
Wait, you know what? Hang on one second.
Okay.
Some guy from True Green.
We don't claim we are.
Hello?
Hi. Did Karen tell you the problem?
What's the problem?
We accidentally sprayed your yard. We were supposed to spray Greg's yard. He lives down the street from you at 706.
Greg who?
Zubek.
So why are you calling at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Because it was kind of an emergency. Because when the rain mixes with the chemical we sprayed in the yard, it's gonna turn your grass yellow, and all the grass is just gonna fall out. Like you're not gonna have a lawn anymore. Basically, it's just gonna be dirt. Like if the rain washes all the grass away, it's pretty much just gonna be dirt in the morning.
So.
And you're not gonna be able to plant anything. It's got a half life of 48 years. You're going to have to, dig up all the dirt and put new dirt down.
So why would you do that to Greg's lawn instead of ours?
Well, no, it was just a mix-up on the orders. Like, he put the wrong address. He put your address down. If you want to know what I think he did it on purpose, because he wrote down the incorrect code as well. Like, he put down the wrong address and the wrong code, because he renewed his contract with us.
I can hear you whispering.
Sir?
Yes, go on.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think Greg has it in for you.
Still hear you whispering.
I don't know, because you're talking and just trying not to disturb you.
Oh, cause I just heard you whispering. I thought I heard you whisper something.
Okay, well, why would you spray that on Greg's lawn?
He wrote the wrong code down for what we wanted sprayed on it.
So what's your name again?
My name is Josh.
Josh what?
Jurbel. I'm from True Green.
And I'm Drake.
Yeah, this is my coworker Drake.
Drake and Josh.
Is this a prank call?
No.
No.
Hang on 1 second.
All right, hurry the fuck up.
What's your name again?
Oh, it's again.
Drake and Josh.
Josh, Jurbel. What's your last name?
Jurbel.
Jurbel.
Yep.
Hug me, brother.
What's your name, Drake? What?
Jurbel. We're brothers.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
What's your return number?
Too?
Listen, all I'm saying is your lawn's going to be gone in the morning. It's going to be dirt.
Okay. What's your number, though?
And I'm just calling to apologize. It's on your caller ID. Don't tell me you don't have caller ID.
Well, I can't see it right now because I'm talking.
Well, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you'll be able to push the button.
And I don't have my glasses on.
There's my number in the morning. First thing in the morning, push the button. That's how it works in 2014. You don't have to write down stuff like that. You can
okay,
write down.
Well, I don't know how to work this phone. I don't use this phone very much.
Oh, you can figure out caller ID, I'm sure. If you have, like, maybe a 10-year-old kid, ask him, hey, son, how does the caller ID work? And he'll be like, oh, push this button. It's really easy.
So you're with True Green?
Stupid old
saying?
Man. Just push the button. Push the goddamn.
Just get our sister Megan. She can help him out.
You're with True Green, you're saying?
Yes, correct.
Okay, what office of True Green are you out of?
What does that even mean?
Well, True Green's a big company.
You're right. I'm an independent contractor. I just work out of my home. I live like an hour away.
Where do you live?
That's none of your business. I'm not telling you where I live. I don't need you coming to my house.
Well, if you screwed up our lawn, I might want to do that.
Well, no, absolutely not. See, that's the reason you can't come over. You're acting like you're threatening me now.
Well, you're the one that screwed up our lawn, according to you.
That didn't give you any right to come to my house? What are you going to come to my house for? Are you going to, like, dump a bucket of paint on my lawn? Will that make you feel better?
Well, I might spray your lawn.
Oh.
Well, sir, we have some good news, too. Since the effects are so strong, we actually struck oil. So you're rich now. That's the good news.
You mean like Jed Clampett?
I'm not old enough to get that reference, but...
Yeah, okay. Good job, Grandpa.
So you're rich
now.
All
right, now, well, you made a good joke, so we're going to sign off now, I guess.
You're going to sign off?
No, fucking Dwight's here. He handles customer complaints.
You need to talk to Dwight the janitor. He's my supervisor.
Yeah, I'm sure.
How you doing there, pal? Me with the True Green... I understand our employees came over and sprayed your lawn with the special formulas.
Okay, so what are you going to do now? You're going to fix the lawn, right? Because you guys screwed it up.
I would probably be willing, I would take like 25% of the blame, but you're going to have to pick up 75% of the costs.
No, that's not.
Depending on what you want done. You want resodded and stuff. You know, I'm not paying for the good stuff. I mean, I could go down to the local the shopkeep there and like get a 5-pound bag of some grass seed or something.
What's that?
I said
I can go down to the local hardware store, maybe chip in for like 2 bags of the 5-pound grass seeds.
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah.
I mean, it's probably going to be kind of patchy, but...
He's going to have to buy new dirt, though. Like, the dirt is contaminated at this point.
Oh, so oil. Yeah.
It has a half-life.
Well, you guys are going to take care of the dirt.
It has a half-life of 48 years.
We're taking care of the dirt, because we got this truck driver. Every time we try to get some clean field dirt, he always brings this shit with the rocks and stuff. And I guess it's not that big of a problem. We can call him up. He does some discount stuff.
I don't know why the wild dog said this is a joke. It's obviously not a joke.
But what are you doing? You're the one that sprayed this guy's lawn. I'm trying to smooth some shit out so we don't
end up in the fucking
pool. It's not
even our fault. Gregory's the one that wrote down the wrong code on his order form. He's an idiot.
Yeah, that's probably why he doesn't work here.
Stupid old man.
Are you hitting touch tones at us now?
I think that was the sequence of buttons for the Tracy and the call.
Well, he has our number in our company.
No, don't worry about it. I got the Trace Buster going.
He wants to come to my house. Pour paint on my lawn is what he said.
Sir, let me tell you what I can do. I'll be more than willing to resod your lawn there. I'll go ahead and put fucking Randy or whatever, Drake on that shit. But I'm going to sit in the house and watch some TV with your wife.
Okay.
So you're going to have to go outside and help Drake.
I'm going to come to your house next.
You're going to go help Drake and Josh and do the lawn. I'm going to sit inside with your wife and have a few drinks.
Hug me, brother.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure she's going to be up for that.
Well, she will be.
It doesn't really matter. Once she sees the kind of man that a man should be, you know.
Yeah, quit trying to control her. What the fuck? She's her own person. It's not up to you.
Well, all you guys together might want to have a good time yourselves.
We do. Believe me, we do.
Seems like you got nothing else to do.
If you insist.
At 1 o'clock in the morning, then call and...
Yeah, hey, listen to your wife. She's telling you to shut the fuck up like you should.
No, I think she's telling you that.
Yeah, so yeah, that's why she's yelling back.
Once I find out your address, you ought to look over your shoulder because I'm around.
Let me break this down for you, pal.
I might be around tonight.
Let me get a pair of your wife's used panties there, and I might be able to chip in like 50-50.
Well, I'll tell you what. All you guys, all you guys, you know.
Excuse me, I'm a
funny
girl.
Joke. Ha ha. I don't know who put you up to it or how you got our number. That, you know.
It's funny that your wife's so upset at us right now in the background. That's hilarious.
But here's one thing. Look over your shoulder because you never know when I'm going to be there.
I see a wolf crossing sign.
So, I mean, obviously I can find out who you are and where
obviously?
You're calling from.
Obviously? Is that obvious? How obvious is that?
So, I'll be around.
Listen, buddy, let me ask you something. How many fingers can you put in your wife's asshole at one time?
So,
it's not us you should be pissed at. You should be pissed at Greg.
I'll be there, and then you'll know that maybe it wasn't such a big joke.
Yeah.
You know what?
Furthermore,
just hike up your britches.
Tracing the call isn't difficult either.
I'm going to call you in a week, and I'm going to ask you why you haven't been here yet.
The authorities are going to be notified, too. So, not only will I be there, which is probably your bigger problem...
Do you think you can take down the True Green Network? We are an extensive network.
Now you're trying to. You're start. It was funny. Now you're pissing me off.
It wasn't
funny. And now the police are going to be there.
And your wife. Don't forget your wife.
Even more sorry.
Your wife's kind of pissed.
The joke's over, and the police are going to be there, and they'll be notified, and then I'll just let them deal with it. I don't know what they do.
I want to tongue punch your wife's fart box.
They'll do what they do. And then I'm going to choose what I'm going to do, but you won't know that,
is that a threat?
Because you won't know when I'm there.
Ouch!
And then the joke will be on you, and then I'll be laughing.
Sir, are you Illuminati?
So it's going to be funny for me, but it ain't going to be funny for you.
Hey,
okay?
Sir, is it okay if I call you 1 week from now and ask you why you haven't come over yet?
You can try to call any time, but you won't know if I've come over or not.
I won't. I thought you were gonna do something horrible to me.
I'll look over my shoulder.
Yeah, you ought to do that because it's easy to find out who you guys are.
What are you, Alanis Morissette now? You ought to know,
Jag. I'm scared.
I am too.
Yeah, I'm gonna sneak over on Monday afternoon.
I'm gonna piss in this guy's mailbox.
Ooh, good one. I'm going to pour some more whatever
okay,
we were talking about.
Okay, the joke's over. I'm going to hang up now. You can call somebody else and screw with them.
Okay, we'll call the Yates.
You can have some fun there. But just know that we'll be calling the police and show wherever
you should
you
really
are.
Call the police if you're going to, kill us or whatever you're going to do? Maybe you
I never said that.
Oh, you implied it, though.
You choose what you want to believe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I believe I can fly.
Well, that's good, because...
Let me guess, I'm going to be flying with the angels once you get done with me.
Oh, fuck. Hey, listen, buddy, I just got in on a conference call with this guy, so I'm just down the street. Can I use your bathroom? I got to take a piss something fierce.
Why don't you piss in your buddy's mouth?
Ooh.
I'm not with them. I just said I got on a conference call. I'm just down the street. Can I come by?
I think that was the hang-up click. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's gone.
Drake and Josh reference to who knows what else happens.
I want to be Drake.
All right, I'll be the fat one. Well, okay. He's not fat anymore, is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's not.
Nice. I'll be Megan. I'll be on iCarly with that blonde bitch.
Yay.
This is Charles Finley.
What?
Huh? Yeah, my name's Chuck Finley.
Oh, of course, yeah, okay. I kind of want to save his number and like call him a month from now and be like, hey, you never did anything.
Where you at? How's that lawn?
I'd love to call that one asshole back with the oil change and ask him why he didn't meet me at the Walmart in half
hour. Oh, yeah, you want to? Like, hold on, let me see.
Yeah, we'll see if we can call him back and tell him I was there, but he never fucking showed.
Yeah, here he is. His name is Craig.
You were mopping the bathrooms. So, shout out to, what is her name? The girl who gave you that little box that is making this possible.
Oh, Mistress Morgan. She's the best. Mistress Morgan is the reason that you two are on the show with me making calls.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And a guy named Michael. He sent me money to do this like months ago, and I didn't do it. I just spent the money on crack cocaine.
How many Thanks, money? Big Mike.
Yeah.
Thanks, Big Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. And thanks, Mistress Morgan. Okay, so Craig is his name. Craig Blossom.
Yeah. I asked him why he didn't meet me at the fucking Walmart to get this resolved and get my mop handle back. Surprised he's able to shut the fucking hood with the mop handle in there.
Hello?
Yeah, you doing, Craig? How come you didn't meet me at the Walmart there, buddy?
I was at the Walmart.
I was standing there at the front entrance, and you never showed up.
Well, I was there, and the police were there.
Why were the police there? I didn't see the police. Were they there to arrest you for stealing my mop handle?
I'm sorry?
Were they there to arrest you for stealing my mop handle?
No, they were there because I don't know why you're calling me.
So let me get this straight. The police were at the Walmart because they don't know why I was calling you.
Is your name Dwight?
That's right.
Dwight, what's your last name?
I told you it's McClanahan.
McClanahan?
I've been drinking.
Well, Dwight, why are you calling me? Because I looked under the car and I didn't see any mop handle.
What'd you do? Did you lose my mop handle? It's not under the car. It's in the engine compartment.
Yeah, I looked in there. And
I was surprised they were able to close the hood with it in there.
Yeah.
Did you lose it?
Your name is Dwight McClanahan?
Listen, did you lose it or what?
Well, it's not in there, Dwight. Well,
you owe me $40 for a new mop.
Did the police
look in there? Another set of eyes is usually pretty good. What's that old bag talking about in the background there? Was that TV?
Jack TV.
That was just the TV.
Oh, Jack okay. TV. So what did you do with it? Like, you owe me like $40 to replace it. I could buy another mop. It's not as good as my first mop. But, you know, these fucking floors are dirty and they need to be clean. You know, they're fucking sticky and stuff, and now I don't have a mop.
Okay, well, how do you want me to handle this?
We need your credit card number.
Yeah, talk to... Hang on, I'm gonna patch in my manager. I'm still here at the Walmart. I told him you were coming, but you never showed up. I'm gonna patch him in. Hang on.
Hello, this is... I'm sorry, this is Josh. How can I help you?
This is Josh?
No, I'm Josh. You're not Josh. Quit trying to steal my identity, you motherfucking identity thief.
I thought you wanted to be Drake.
Yeah, they're calling.
Oh, I'm Drake.
right now.
Who's that guy in the background?
Well, there's TV on in the background.
Jack TV.
Oh, no. That's weird. Because, I mean, it sounds like the TV's talking to you. That's
Jack TV.
The Jack TV's talking to you.
Thank you.
What show are you watching where it interacts with what you're saying? Is that one of those new interactive internet shows?
Well, my family's wondering why somebody called.
Oh, so now it's not the television all of a sudden. All of a sudden it's your family. You said you were watching Jag TV, but it's not.
It is the television and my family.
Oh, now it's the television and your family. I'm going to have to transfer you to my supervisor. Let me transfer you to JAG.
TV.
Beep. Beep,
hey, I heard you were watching me. What's this? We could get you, you know? You called the police. We can call the police if you're watching me without my permission. You know, that's called Peeping Tom. Or Peeping Jag,
I guess you could say. I'm not watching you. You're calling me.
Oh, that's kind of weird. Well, this is Josh, anyway. Drake, okay. My brother. Drake Gerbell. You know.
Beep, boop, boop, bop, bop. Hello, I'm calling back and I'm patching myself back into the call. I just need to know, did you, like, crawl under your car to look for the mop handle?
Yeah, I did.
That's hilarious. It's like 1 in the morning and you're crawling under the car. Okay, I'll give you back to Jag.
So, there...
Beep, 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 beep. Hey, it's me again. I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor and janitor, Dwight. Boop, boop, boop.
Beep. I just want my fucking mop handle back. Listen, like, this is bullshit. You're going out of the country tomorrow. How am I getting my mop handle back?
Well, I might have to cancel my trip now. I'm seriously considering doing that.
Why you canceling your trip, pal? Where are you going anyway? Where are you going?
I'm leaving the country.
Yeah, you said that. Where are you going?
Who's after you? Why are you leaving?
Beep, beep, well, I'm only going being gone for a day or two. I'm just going on business.
Oh, nice. I mean, beep, 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 beep. Hey, it's me.
I go on business trips sometime, too. They allow me to, like, take the used oil here at the Walmart, and I go across the border to Mexico, and I put that stuff in the river.
All right, I'm going to transfer you to our animal department here.
Ting! Meow!
Hey, they transferred me back to you. You must have not gotten through. I'll just transfer you to Drake.
Uh-huh.
Beep, beep, boop, bop, bop, bop. So you drove all the way out to Walmart at midnight?
Beep, beep, beep. What an idiot.
Over a prank call? I mean, over a legitimate call from the lube job department?
Somebody really Charles did lose Finley their mom. I was trying to be a nice guy. I didn't want to
help you.
Have somebody, you know, get in trouble.
You called the cop about a bad oil change?
Get in trouble.
You know our employee had been drinking. You tried to lure him to the Walmart. You're a co-conspirator, motherfucker.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Transferring back.
We're transferring you to the afterlife, apparently. No, that sounds like a threat. We're not doing that. We're going to transfer me to the afterlife.
We're not going to be like the Kim Long killer.
Damn it, first. You almost got me there. Beep, beep.
So we're ready to go. We're tired of this prank.
Yeah.
You're tired of this prank?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'm just concerned that...
Don't be.
What are you concerned?
I just don't really understand.
Oh, don't be concerned. We're just pranksters. Don't cancel your trip out of the country. You can go ahead and run from whatever you're running from and leave the country. It's fine. Don't worry about us.
I'm concerned the business trip, whoever you're doing business for, because you really don't understand.
Sir, we're going to transfer you to yourself now. Beep, beep.
Nope, I'm transferring you to your own company. Hang on. You're fucking fired.
Sorry, what?
It's hard to hear you.
It's hard on to hear you.
Don't be gross. Come on.
Let me give you all a right. bit of advice. If you ever go to Bangkok, stay away from the lady boys.
I'll take your advice.
Oh, so that's where you were going.
No, I'm not going. But I'm just
good?
I'm just very I don't understand this. Really, I don't.
Yeah. That's what I was
just
thinking
don't
too.
Understand. I don't understand why you call me late at night.
Because it's a prank. It's just a prank. That's why we'd call late at night, because we're just bored people, and it's what we do.
So you would call me late at night, and you would...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, welcome to the world of prank calling.
Yeah, you'll never find us. We activated the Trace Buster, and if you have a Trace Buster Buster, we have a Trace Buster Buster Buster.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you going to try to call me again in an hour or two?
No, we're done.
No.
We're done.
You can go to sleep now, so you can wake up for your flight.
Don't cancel it.
Everything's fine.
I'm just wondering why you picked me.
Oh. Do me a favor, watch The Final Destination, and then see if you want to go on the flight or not.
No, shut the fuck up, Jack.
All right.
No, we called everyone. We're employees over here, and we just look in the computer at random and just call people, because it's funny. We do this every night. Every weekend.
To tell you the truth, the reason we do it, that's how I met my wife.
Prank call them?
And that's how I met your mother.
Yeah, that's how I met my wife. I made prank calls, and we went on a date, we fell in love, and now we have 6 beautiful children, and so I don't want to give up on doing this.
So don't knock it. You're flattering me.
Yeah. I just don't understand why somebody...
Well, sir, I'd like to play these back for my wife.
It's a prank call.
It gets me so much sex.
There's no reason for it. It's just a prank call. It's random. Durr.
We'd like to keep talking to you, but you are too stupid to be funny to prank call. Sorry, we have to let you go.
Basically, what we're saying is there's no mop handle in your car. We did a good job on your car. It's fine.
Okay.
Durr. You could have been the lady that had chocolate syrup put in her engine instead of oil, but you weren't. Because you're a man. You're a manly man. And we respect the size of your penis.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
So you got the Jag TV on again?
So yay, everything's fine. Yeah, that's his Jag TV talking to him in the background.
Weird.
Yeah, my phone is going to die because I have an old phone and it dies in the dead.
Oh, we don't need to hear your life story. Just shut the fuck up and just hang up. Just say, oh, prank call. That means I should hang up now.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
God bless. Have a good business trip.
Business trip. Yeah, right. He's running for something.
He's either running or going to fuck someone.
That's right. Well, that was fun.
Those two were pretty good calls.
Yeah.
Well, you should have heard him earlier, Jag. We had him all fucking concerned that there was a mop handle wedged in his fucking engine and shit.
Yeah, were you listening earlier, Jag?
No, I was actually bowling.
Like Dwight said, he's the janitor. He's like, I was just poking in the engine trying to fix the oil.
Yeah, they were shorthanded in the lube department, so they pulled me in there to change oil. And I told them I had a fucking part of a mop handle wedged in the engine next to the flux capacitor. And he was like, meet me at Walmart 30 minutes. I was like, fuck. All right, I've had 5 beers, and I think I can still drive. And he's like, meet me in 30 minutes. I was like, I think I can get 3 more beers down in 30 minutes. He's like, yeah, meet me over there. Fucking asshole.
That's awesome.
I'm still fucking concerned about that asshole that told me to watch my back.
Yeah, no, what the hell is that?
Fuck.
I keep looking over my shoulder, but I just keep seeing that wolf crossing sign.
I'd be so surprised if he really did knock on my door right now. How'd you get here from Indiana?
Oh, shit. You told me to look over, but I didn't listen.
This guy had a bulb put, he had a mini bulb installed. And he definitely needs to be made fun of because he didn't know how to replace a fucking light bulb in his car.
And he got a mini bulb. Like, my bulb is much bigger than his.
That's right. I mean, really, like, who does that, though? Like, anyone listening... That goes to a place like Walmart, that's the worst place. Go to any place to have bulbs replaced in your car, you're retarded. It's a light bulb. Replace the light bulb yourself. It's
basically,
like, it's a fourth.
Call your friend that graduated high school, he'll change the bulb for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's a quarter of the price, probably. At least half the price. You're probably paying like $20 to have a bulb installed. So Herschel is retarded. That's who we're calling now.
Hashtag
retarded. Of course, I have my oil changed at places like Jiffy Lube, so I can't really say anything. I know how easy it is to change oil. I just don't want to.
Hello?
Hey, Herschel?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling from the lube job place. You got your bulb replaced, correct? Your mini bulb. You got your mini bulb replaced today at the lube job place, right?
At the lube job?
Yeah, well, the we changed your cars.
Yeah.
That's not the point. I wanted to call and tell you that you may or may not be mentally challenged. I don't want to be mean. My bulb is bigger than yours, and Dwight fucked your wife in the back seat. That's pretty much it.
What?
Which part were you confused on? There was a million parts that I just read. Oh, and I also took some pieces off your car to build an interstellar portal, I'm pretty sure is what it's called. Some of my parts broke. So I'll give you a rain check on that. But yeah, your bulb's too small. No wonder your wife was with Dwight. Just get a bigger bulb.
Oh my God. Herschel, I'm sorry. Oh. I gotta discipline this employee. I got him over here. He's causing a ruckus. Give me just a moment. Hey, you go in the back to the office. You sit there and wait until I come.
Fuck.
Nope. I'm sorry, sir. I get this guy all the time. He's causing problems. I'm gonna write him up. You had the light bulb replaced, Herschel?
Yeah, I had a light bulb replaced, yeah.
All right, okay.
And you left something in the back of the car?
This guy, what he did, he tried to explain the story to me. It's so convoluted. I mean, I don't even know why he tried to use this as an excuse. From what he told me, this is verbatim. He said that his girlfriend has too many roommates and that he still lives at home with his parents. So during the time when you were supposed to be having that light bulb changed, he went and took it for a ride and actually... had sex with his girlfriend in the back seat.
God.
Yeah, I'm trying to write him up, but his uncle is actually the store director, so I'm having a hell of a time getting him out of here.
Well, that's up to you.
Well, I know it's up to me, but apparently he was having unprotected sex in the back of your car.
No, I don't think so.
That's what he told me. I mean, I didn't go in there and inspect with a black light looking for fluids or anything.
Yeah, how did you get my phone number?
I work here at the Tyrone Lube Shop there, sir.
Well, all right, then. Well,
man, I don't know why you're giving me such attitude. I'm trying to make this right, and you're coming off, with a little bit of an attitude and shit.
He's probably getting fucked in the ass.
Didn't I tell you to go back in the fucking office and wait for me?
he's gone.
Oh.
I want to know what light bulb he had changed.
Oh,
like, what light bulb was so difficult to change that he couldn't just pull out a Phillips screwdriver and snap in the bulb himself? God damn it.
That's just not headlight either. That's brake lights, that's fucking turn signals, all that shit.
I was thinking the inside of the car, that little light that you click the button.
Yeah, oh, mini shit. Bulb.
All you need is a fucking flat blade screwdriver and a new fucking bulb.
It could be like...
Bill Man. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it could be like the little lights around the car, the running lights. I don't know what they're called, the little yellow ones.
Billman has a point. You could probably hack his voicemail.
Yeah, what are those? Not the fog lights. Yeah, I guess it would be the running lights.
My brake lights are pretty complicated. Like, they're a pain in the ass to change. So I guess I shouldn't complain so much, because...
But still, though, it's happening to him, not us. So.
Do what now, saying halogen fluid ain't cheap?
You should tell the next person, hey, while we're checking your oil, we noticed you're low on halogen fluid. Or LED fluid.
Headlight fluid. Shout out to Gavin Free.
Oh, fuck that asshole. He doesn't deserve credit.
Damn it.
So what you doing tonight, Jag?
Well, I actually, you're not going to believe it. You will not believe it. I got a girl's phone number.
Holy shit.
I know, right?
All right, what is it? We're going to call her right now.
Yeah, give it. Type it into the Skype.
Uh-oh. All right, hold on.
She wouldn't even know it. Let me talk to her. I'll get to the bottom of this mess.
I tried to call your ex-boss a day or two ago, and he was out. He wasn't available.
Oh, Jeff?
Yeah, some girl answered. She's like, oh, he's out right now. I'm like, fuck! I'm like, okay, well, she asked if I could take she could take a message. And I'm like, no, I'll just try later.
It was probably the girl who gave me the number.
Oh, really?
Because she's at the desk.
You're hanging out at the bowling alley?
Yeah. I was being a little jag-off.
I want to tell you how gay that is, but last night I went to see Avenue Q at the theater, so I can't say anything.
True. Oh, well. We're all losers here. That's why they call us phone losers.
Yep. I bet you had, like in the movie Grease, you did, like, a big singing number with the bowling balls and...
That's what happened.
Oh, speaking of really, really old references, did you really not get the reference that the one guy gave?
The one I said I was too young to get?
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, I forget. I really didn't get it.
Oh, Jed Clampett, Striking Oil. Lynn, how'd you know to say that then?
Oh, is that really what happened? I was just thinking that before he even said it.
Yeah, it's like an old TV show.
That was a really odd coincidence because I've never heard.
Yeah,
of
Yeah, right.
It
you
on.
Know exactly what.
No, I swear to God,
Jed Clampett is and.
Because I believe in God.
Oh, not enough. What? It said something? I can't dial.
You don't call from here. I forgot.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me call on my...
This guy, we called him yesterday or day before. And, it was yesterday during Jad's thing. He responded to the Craigslist and he's like, well, can I call you back? I'm at the park with my kids. And we called him. We told him his kid was a piece of shit or something. He got a little upset. You know, all the
you have reached
shit.
The voicemail box of 614.
Okay, neither one's answering. First wants me to tell them that I borrowed their car for a street race.
Hi, this is...
I think that's a great idea. We should say that we won money on the street race, and we want to split split the profits with them.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kalalia?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Josh from the, you had your oil changed here today. A basic oil change.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Like, okay, when you were getting your oil changed, I took your car out and I did a street race with your car.
Mm-hmm.
Which normally I wouldn't tell the customer that I took their car out on a street race, but there's a good mm-hmm. news part of this. I won.
Okay.
I won the race, and I got $50, so I'd like to know if I could come by your house, and I want to give you $25, because I want to give you half of my winnings.
Oh, okay, I'll pick it up from the store.
No, because they might see, they might hear you, and I'll get in trouble for taking your car out for a street race.
Okay.
I got your address here in the computer, I'm going to come by your house... And give you $25 for winning the street race.
Wow. Let me get my husband.
No.
Well, we need to borrow it again for the big race.
No, look, if we invest that $25, we can triple it.
No.
For a big race, but we need to borrow your car, too.
Oh, no.
What's your husband's name? What was that thing you just screamed?
I'm back.
Blah.
I'm getting off. I gotta go.
You're getting off? Oh, that's hot, baby. She hangs up right as she gets off. That's part of her... That's part of her climaxing. Hitting the end button. So I want you two to fight it out over who gets this last one that's not going to answer.
You can have it.
Yeah, I'll fucking do it. Now they're gonna answer.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Jadarian?
Yes.
Yeah, you doing this is Dwight McClanahan over here at the tire and lube shop there, buddy.
You said where?
At the tire and lube. You came in for a new tire?
Yes.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. We got a little problem with the tire we put on this thing. One of my interns here, they for some reason left the crescent wrench inside of the tire and put it back on the car there. Did you hear any thumping and stuff while you were on your way home?
Nah.
Yeah, well, we got an issue here. We need that crescent wrench back. It's the Golden Crescent Wrench, and it's the manager of the entire stores. He got it awarded it by Mr. Walmart himself, and we need that thing back.
Okay.
So we need you to go ahead. Well, you free tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. What I need you to do is bring that thing in, and we're going to get a new tire, but you're going to have to pay, like, I don't know, about $195 to get the new tire put on.
Well, I got to pay $195.
Sir, we're not a charity case here. I mean, we can't just eat the cost of a new tire. $195 you'll have to bring with you so we can put a new tire on, because once you bring it in, I'm going to take that tire off and cut it open and get the Golden Crescent Wrench out of there.
Okay, so
$51
for a brand new tire. Now you saying I got to bring $191 for another tire?
Well, that's the price for the new tire and the labor.
I paid the $151. He said that's all I had to pay.
Well, that's correct for the tire that was just put on. But we're going to take that tire off, and we're going to put a new one on, so it's going to cost another $151.
What's wrong with this tire right here?
My Golden Crescent Wrench is in there, so I'm going to take it out, and we're going to get the Crescent Wrench out of there, and you're going to have to purchase a new tire.
That's not my problem, man.
Well, it's about to be your problem. I got to get the Golden Crescent Wrench out of there. It's Sam Walton's. He's the inventor of Walmart, and he's not going to stand for it.
No, y'all put the tire in, so that's y'all fault. So
listen, motherfucker, don't raise your voice to me.
What?
Don't raise your voice to me, motherfucker. I'm just trying to give you the options.
Man, like, where you at, bro? We can bump this out right now. Where you at?
Well, I'm at home right now, you son of a bitch. But I want my Golden Crescent Wrench back.
Where you live at, bitch?
Who you calling the bitch, bitch? I can meet you over at the Walmart right now. We'll do some cage match shit in here.
All right, what's up, nigga?
What the fuck did you just call me?
I started calling you a nigga. What's up?
That fucking Crescent Wrench is worth $600 solid gold, motherfucker.
You said it's solid gold? Well, you just out of luck, bro. I can't bring you back, man. You talking to me like that, bro.
We got to get him to open up his tire to get the gold out. Dwight, hello? Hey, Baz.
Hey, how's it going, Arby?
Oh, super.
Good show tonight.
Hello. Hey, this is the manager from the Tire and Lube.
Yeah.
Hey, we just want to make sure that you don't open up your tire and take the Golden Crescent Wrench out yourself and try to, like, you know, pawn it or anything, because it's worth $600.
Sir, this is David Snoswell, I'm the attorney here for the local lube, and I'm going to have to file a restraining order on you, and you are hereby forbidden to manipulate your tires in any way from here on out, sir. Don't touch those tires.
Whatever you do, don't slice open your tires and get that Crescent Wrench out.
As a matter of fact, you can't even drive your vehicle now, sir. You have to leave it parked in the garage. I've got the restraining order. It's been signed by the appropriate officials.
Look, man, that's crazy, bro. Y'all put the tire in. Y'all left that in, so that's not my fault.
Don't touch that car.
That Crescent Wrench is worth over $1,700. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that, was I? Oh, shoot.
No,
it's worth just $600. Don't open up your tire and get that Crescent Wrench out.
No, you know, I think we should ban him from even... You can't go within 100 feet of your car.
Hey, man, just stay away from your car.
Print out the new restraining order now.
Is this a prank?
Absolutely not, sir. I'm a lawyer. I frown upon prank phone calls.
He just said he was a manager at Walmart. Not he a lawyer?
No, I'm a lawyer. He's the manager.
That's my lawyer,
ears,
Baz.
Damn it. People are stupid.
I'm just saying, do not, whatever you do, don't go out there and take your tire off and steal that crescent wrench from us. Because that's worth $600.
Yeah, $600.
And you can't have it. It's not yours to sell at a pawn shop for $600.
Who is this again?
I'm the manager of the Tire and Lube.
But look, man, like I don't got no problem with that. Now I'll bring your stuff back. But look, like, I don't feel like I have to pay for a new tire because y'all put that in there. I didn't put that in there.
Well, if you were to sell that golden crescent wrench, man, that's inside your tire.
I don't care about no gold and sell it. I don't give a fuck about that, man. I just want my tire back, man. I feel like I paid $153 for that tire, and then you tell me bring another $153 to pay for another tire. That's some bullshit.
You shouldn't complain because it's worth $1,700 now with that. $600 now with that golden crescent wrench in it.
Man, is this a prank, bro? Is this for real?
No, I'm the manager here at the store,
sir, and I'm a lawyer, okay. Sir. That would be illegal for me to be making prank phone calls. I could be disbarred for that.
In there, man. I didn't put that in there, dude. So I feel like y'all owe me a time.
You distracted the mechanic and made him put it in there.
Yeah.
How did I distract the mechanic? I wasn't even back there. I was waiting for y'all to put the tire in.
Must have done something.
You
must have
mechanic.
Done something.
What?
You must have done something to distract the mechanic.
Who, me?
Can we transfer the mechanic onto the line?
That's crazy.
Yeah, Dwight needs to be brought back in. He's the mechanic, isn't he?
How did I distract the mechanic?
Hello, sir? Okay, now he's gone.
I got that motherfucker riled up.
Thanks for the tips, Dwight.
What were you saying you were on hold for? You weren't on hold.
Yeah, we were. Me and Jack both on hold.
God.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. Hey, Baz.
Then how was Baz on? You were
I don't know. You had Baz and me and Ken went on hold.
As soon as I hung up and rejoined the call, though, I was free.
I paid Arby to put you guys on hold.
I knew it.
That guy, though, I was like, some motherfucker don't get live with me.
Sorry, first. I messed that up.
But I had the mixer open, too, so I was like, I'm going to turn the volume up.
Yeah.
Baz, like, I'm a lawyer.
She said, first he was a Walmart employee, now he a lawyer.
This is the same guy?
Yeah. It's all yours.
I'm going to tell him I don't care what my name is.
Kalalia.
Hello? Hey,
you there, motherfucker? I don't care what my manager says. I want that goddamn tire back here. That shit's not coming out of my pocket.
We need to give this guy more restraining orders.
No, I don't care about this guy. This guy's going to bring my goddamn tire back. I'm going to tie... We're going to have Mr. Snozwell tie this motherfucker up in so much litigation he's not going to be able to fuck his own girlfriend.
Yep. Sir, I would strongly advise you to stay away from the vehicle like I told you. At least 100 feet. And we will be sending a team of recovery experts over tomorrow to recover the golden crescent wrench.
We will not be responsible for any incidental damage that will be done to your car.
I'm
going to take that fucking tire off. I'm going to get that fucking tire tonight.
I authorize you to.
Just go to his house.
You said you're going to say where? Like, to where?
Why are you so quiet, dog? Why are you so quiet, dog? Why are you quiet, dog? Dog. I'm a real dog. Why are you so quiet, dog?
Are you serious?
I'm positive, dog.
Sir, this
positive.
Is a serious call.
Hey,
serious call.
Keep him on the line. I'm jacking the car up. I'm gonna get that fucking tire now.
No,
okay,
he can hear
this
you.
Is, the attorney, Mr. Snozwell. I need to get a little bit of information from you. This might take a few minutes. Okay, go ahead, Dwight. Keep going, sir. What make and model is your vehicle? Like I said, I'm an attorney. I spend my days in my office. Sir, are you still there, sir? I hope you're staying away from your vehicle. That would be an infraction of the restraining order.
I got the tire. Operation go.
We will compensate you, sir. We'll give you some coupons, good for a free set of windshield wipers on your next visit.
10% off of the $155 you have to pay for your new tire. Did I put anyone on hold again?
Can't hear you. I'm on hold.
Oh. Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Hi, is this Michael?
Hello?
Oh, James, I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah?
Hey, this is Greg from Two Green.
Yeah?
We treated your lawn this week by accident. Do you know Greg that lives down the street over on 706 over on the corner?
Well, who are you trying to call?
You. I'm trying to call James.
Yeah, and it's what time it is?
Well, it's kind of an emergency because it's raining tonight.
Wait, and what time is it? Scream it so we can put in the clock.
No, we sprayed this chemical on your lawn, and it's basically gonna eat your lawn up. Like in the morning, your lawn's just gonna be dirt. It's the fault of that guy down the street. His name's Gregory.
What's his last name?
Oh, he's got a weird last name. Deluska or something? Dezubik?
I have no idea.
He lives on the corner. He's the one with the rusty mailbox.
I have no idea.
I can barely hear you. Can you speak up? Speak into the right end of the phone.
Sir, I can't believe you're calling me 2:15 in the morning.
I know. It's because it's an emergency. It's about your lawn. Is it raining there right now?
Well, what's your phone number?
It's on the caller ID, sir.
I don't have caller ID.
Yes, you do. Don't lie. Listen,
no, I don't.
We put this chemical on your lawn by accident. We weren't supposed to treat your lawn at all.
Who is this?
It's going to eat your lawn up. It's going to turn.
Yeah. How about if I come down and punch your head off? Now, who is?
Oh, punch my head off?
Don't.
That's almost like a threat or something.
You got to be crapping on my balls.
I'm just trying to warn you about the chemical that we sprayed all over your lawn this week.
Yeah, good. That's nice.
It was an accident. It was not on purpose.
Uh-huh. Who is it?
Sir, this could be remedied if we send a unit out right now. You know, we can spray neutralizer on the lawn.
But we need
that
to know if
it's done in the next 30 minutes.
We're going to send a drone over. With the neutralizing agent. He picked up again, but then he hung up.
It would have been worth it.
Robitussin says I have to put that in the intro where he says he's going to... What did he say? Punch my head off?
He's going to punch your head off.
Knock your head off. Yeah, punch your head off.
So punch your head off.
Yeah.
Quit calling me a hobo.
I'm going to punch your head off.
Yeah, that's a good little sound bite there.
Oh, man. I don't even know who that was I just called. I've got to figure it out. Hold on. 686.
Oh shit.
His number's busy. That means he's busy dialing the trace numbers.
Oh, Michelle must have got a new channel.
Yeah. Michelle Clevenger fucking lives. She has a new video out as of July 12th.
Oh, really? What's it say?
I put the link in IRC and in Skype.
It's called MVI0483A. What a great title.
Hey, RB, have you ever tried Googling candle cooing cunt before?
Yeah, it's just Michelle. That's all that pulls up.
Yeah, it comes up with about 50 million Twitter posts.
I kind of want to... What's it... Is anything happened in this video worth listening to?
Hey, my name's Michelle Bunger, and I think that I might be a great fit for social media director of Beauty Park Spa and NurseJamie.com.
Oh, she's trying to get a job or something?
Oh, God.
I can't listen to that. That background noise.
And she says by everyone, she means like Brad and all of us. Because we're her only fans.
You know, she might have a better luck at getting a job if she didn't post so much crazy shit on social media.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like all employers, if I was an employer, I would search the internet for a name. And a name like hers, it's kind of an original name. You know, like not a common name. I mean, Clevenger.
I mean, when I got laid off in 2010, like part of my severance was going to a service that helped us with our resumes. And they said that virtually every employer these days will do a search, on social media search on job candidates.
Yep. So there's no way she's getting a job with that Twitter account. She needs to hide that. I told her that like several times on Twitter. I tried to convince her like. You know, you're not going to get a job like this.
I mean, you're bad shit insane.
The description, it says, I'm wondering what this looks like on YouTube...
It looks good. It sounds like garbage, though.
What it looks like is her tits. I wonder what these look like on YouTube.
She needs to fix the sound. Like, she always gets roommates, right? Don't one of them have an iPhone or an Android that has like, real video?
I fucking love the guy we called, and he had a fucking pet turtle. And we had him do the prank and call Michelle and ask if he could move in with his fucking pet turtle.
Was that a G-Ed show?
What's that?
Was that a G-Ed show? That sounds
I
like
don't remember what show we did it on, but she was, no, no, no. And the guy's like, why? And she goes, this is my apartment. I make the rules and all this. Because I had talked to the guy with the turtle, and I'm like, yeah, can I get the turtle? And he's like, well, sometimes it bites. I was like, will it bite my dick? And the guy's like, what the fuck?
Oh, we have to call
him
now.
Wait a minute. That video has one comment. Let's see.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's by Jag TV.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
From 1 second ago.
I have to know.
What's it say?
What are candle cooing cunts?
I don't know. But she must have a lot of them.
Yeah.
And she drinks that fucking 50-cent beer from Walgreens, too.
Hello?
Hello, this is Gary from Amazon. Is this Thomas?
Can I ask why you're calling?
Oh, it's kind of an emergency. We have one of our delivery drones in your area, and it's malfunctioning. And it's demanding to land on your property. One of our delivery drones.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to land one of our delivery drones and the package on top of your house.
No.
No, we have to. Like, it's circling above right now. It's in the outer hemisphere.
No.
And it needs to land. Otherwise, it's going to crash into the woods or something. And the package will be destroyed. And I think he hung up. Hello?
Damn it.
Oh, Nunu says it's his idea. I don't know. I think someone else sent this to me.
It's the new Nunu.
Nunu's idea was a pizza. Hello, is this, we got disconnected somewhere?
I don't know. Whoever you're talking to and about the new idea, if I find out who's calling me here, we're going to call you back and find out what's going on.
Wow, this is the whole neighborhood's a bunch of hotheads, aren't they?
Listen, motherfucker. I'm over here and I'm talking to him about the new idea. And the new idea is classified, so you can't talk about the new idea.
It's
the number one rule.
Trade secret, motherfucker.
Sir, we're going to send a drone over to spray your whole neighborhood with Prozac. Calm your asses down.
You definitely need it.
The number one rule about the new idea is you don't talk about the new idea.
He's gone now.
The number two rule, you don't talk about the new idea.
Whatever that new idea nonsense is, I'm gonna find you.
I blame Nunu for that.
I'm gonna call you.
Thanks a lot, Nunu. Sink says we have to do music break.
Ariana Grande.
So fuck off, all of you.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you. Welcome to the botnet. We love you. Welcome to the botnet. We love you. My botnet is the best. It will stand up to the test. Your botnet super slow. It makes Homer essay. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer essay. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer essay. Welcome to the botnet, we love you. My botnet is the best, it will stand up to the test. Your botnet's super slow, it makes Homer essay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Andrew?
This is Tom.
Oh, Tom. Hey, I'm sorry. This is Steven. I'm the mailman. I deliver your mail on the weekends.
Yes.
Yeah, I just had a problem about your yard. Can you hear me okay?
In the morning.
I know. I'm just calling because I'm coming there tomorrow to deliver the mail. But, like, you know, you mow your yard, like, in vertically. Come on. This is important. Right. Hi, Baz.
Hey.
This guy doesn't want to listen to my yard problems I have with him.
I'm a wanker.
What the hell is this?
I'm calling about your yard. If you just, like, not hang up on me, I just have a, there's, like, a problem with your yard.
Don't call back.
Why don't you want to listen? Jesus.
I mean, if there was a problem with my yard, I would want to know about it.
Yeah, like, he's just going to go to bed. What was that? What was that? I don't understand.
Ooh, I won't worry about it.
All he had to do was listen to what I had to say. Oh, no. Hold on. Whoa, that wasn't even a fax. That was like a computer tone. He's making his 56K modem pickup. What you doing?
I'm drinking.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Oh, you know, just making calls and stuff.
Yeah, since I came up empty-handed at the retail marijuana shop, I'm drinking.
Ah. So, wait, where do you live? Like, is it okay to say where you live?
Yeah, I think most people know I'm in the Seattle area.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm thinking of Brent Westwood. I thought you were sort of in Portland or somewhere around there.
No, that's Brent.
I see. Yeah. Next time I come to PAX, we gotta get lunch.
Yeah, we could do that.
So I'm usually there every year.
I might even go to PAX next year.
Yeah. I missed out on getting tickets this year. They sold out before I was able to get any.
Yeah, me too.
Usually I'm able to,
they
like
sell out pretty
jump
quick.
Yeah, they sell out within like an hour or two. It sucks.
Yeah. Well, 2015 PAX, we'll do lunch.
Yeah, I heard Washington's pretty unprepared for all the marijuana stuff.
Well, you know, it's really retarded. In Colorado, they just basically dovetailed it along with the medical marijuana system. So when the retail shops open, you know, they just got all their supply from the medical pipeline. Here, they made it a completely separate system. You know, the growers can't, growers for the medical can't sell to retail.
That's weird. How long have they had medical?
Oh, I don't know, years.
Oh, okay.
So that's all running like clockwork.
Yeah.
Has been for years.
Oh, well.
I mean, I'm not a big stoner. I'm just curious, you know. It's
yeah, I'd like
right
to go.
We up, have in Washington. I wanted to just check it out.
Like, just for the whole novelty of the whole thing, I just want to go up there and buy marijuana from a store. I'm like, whoa, this is happening. This is really neat.
Yeah, that's precisely my intention.
I mean, because, you know, if I really wanted marijuana, I'd pay, like, you know, a third of the price somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
Without the trip.
Little research, I could find some place where I could buy it for a lot cheaper.
Nunu says we should swap wives. Else. Do you want to swap wives?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Do you have one?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure. Yeah, no problem. I'll start the paperwork tonight.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we'll do that. It's going to be great. Thanks, Nunu. Let me
you
try.
You can have my kids. You want my kids too?
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's swap kids too. So I love the idea though of getting on Street View and just looking at people's houses and finding true, like, Kimlon signs or True Green or whatever.
Extension 7-2.
Oops. What's that?
Do they have signs? People that use True Green.
I've seen them before. I've never seen them on Google on Street View, but.
Yeah,
I've seen them.
My neighbor used to use it. I don't remember a sign, but he's such a dick about his lawn. He probably doesn't want a sign.
Maybe it's more like a thing, like they put the sign there, but then you take it out. Like, it's just to keep people off your lawn while the chemicals are going into your lawn.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess, yeah. I just want to yell at someone about their lawn or something.
If it's in Washington State, you could say that they accidentally sprayed marijuana seeds and like a crop growing.
Oh, that would be awesome. That's for Neon. She wants to hear her Thompson Twins.
Nice.
Hi, you've reached 724.
I don't think I've heard this since the 80s, maybe.
Yeah, Legend either sent this to me or he demanded that I make a loop out of this song. So, I did it.
Hello?
Yes, is this the Mrs. Shorer? Hello?
I have the wrong number.
No, it's not the wrong number. My name's David Snoswell. I'm your mail carrier. And I have a priority package to deliver to you on Monday. Ma'am?
Sure doesn't live here.
Yes, my name is Slater. But that's irrelevant, but I'm looking at the address here. And I do have a delivery for you for Monday. And I'm actually looking, it's our new policy here in the U.S. Postal Service to look at the Google Street Views of the houses in which we're going to make deliveries. And I see that you have a very long driveway there, walkway. And I'm a rather obese mail carrier. And I'm going to need you to meet me out there at the street on Monday at 5:53 a.m. to receive your package, ma'am.
I'm sorry, but I don't want this package. You have the wrong number.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to have to burn the package then. The procedure is that I place the package at the end of the driveway and set fire to it. Unfortunately, the fire department will probably be called, and there will be a big ruckus, and you'll be responsible for that, ma'am.
Quiet.
Oh, damn it.
She hung up. I was just trying to do the dial tone trick.
What am I going to do with that package?
Yeah, I guess Schurer was the previous person, but then Slater was up there too.
Yeah, so. I see that now.
Damn it.
Oh, that would have been...
It's okay, because you get the next one. You get the fresh corns.
Fresh corns. And Dust Burnett is asking if I can somehow work into peeking in their knickers somehow.
Okay.
It usually works well with UK calls. So this is in the same... Okay.
Mention something about their wheelie bins.
Yep. I might trip over the wheelie bins.
So this is Ruman and Nancy.
Okay.
And they've got a long driveway, too, and stairs.
Oh.
Ask which is quicker.
Hello?
Yes, is this the Fresh Corn residence?
Yes.
Hi, this is David Snoswell. I'm your mail carrier. How are you this morning, my good ma'am?
Good.
Yeah, I'm just alerting you that I have a priority package that I will be delivering on Monday morning, and it is now the procedure of the U.S. Postal Service to examine delivery houses via Google Maps Street View. And I'm doing so right now, and I notice a few potential problems about the delivery, which could impede my getting this package to you on Monday. I'm a rather obese mail carrier. I weigh about 380 pounds, and you have a pretty long walkway up to your house, ma'am. I'm going to have to ask you if you can meet me out at the street at about 5:53 a.m. on Monday for delivery of your package. It's a rather large package, too, ma'am. So if your husband can do this, too, I think it'll take two of you to carry it up to the house.
What kind of package is it?
I don't know, ma'am. We don't have that liberty to know what's in the package. It's very heavy, though. I can tell you that. It says it's 75 pounds. I don't know. Maybe you ordered something, or maybe your husband ordered something. But it is scheduled for delivery on Monday morning, and you're near the beginning of my route, so I will be there about 5:53 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, and so if you and your husband can meet me out at the street level, and please make sure that you're properly dressed, that we, you know, our mail carriers don't like to see people that are scantily dressed in the morning. We have the highest moral standards at the U.S. Postal Service. Ma'am, I don't want to have to take a peek in your knickers.
Okay.
Yeah, so make sure that your breasts are covered appropriately.
Maybe
a tank top or a t-shirt.
Who is this?
And I already told you, ma'am, this is David Snoswell. I'm your mail carrier. And ma'am, on another note, I see that you mow your lawn in a curved fashion. And that makes it kind of look hobo-y. And we're kind of a little bit alarmed at houses that give that hobo atmosphere. Ma'am, that's not acceptable. ma'am, I'm going to need you to change the pattern in which you mow your lawn. I think maybe tomorrow it'll give you, the whole day tomorrow to make sure it's not curved and mowed in a curved fashion. I'd like you to mow it in a straight fashion. That way it's less alarming to us mail carriers. I need you to mow it in a diagonal from northeast to southwest direction or straight. That would flag it as not being a crack house. Right now it looks like it's a crack house. Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I need confirmation that you received my requests. I'm writing it in my report.
Your name
now.
Again?
David Snoswell. Would you like me to spell the last name for you, ma'am?
Sure.
Yes, it's Snoswell. David Snoswell for the third time, damn it. Damn it! Sorry, ma'am.
You're quite
it's been
rude.
A long night. I'm losing my patience with you.
Okay.
There's no need to be rude. There's no need to use bad language with me, too, either, ma'am.
Okay. I need to go.
Yes. Where are you going to go? I mean, are you going to go? Do you need to go to the bathroom, ma'am? I can wait while you go to the bathroom.
I think that was a hang-up.
Put your husband on the phone. I don't think she was very happy with that call.
Yeah, it's just because you called her house hobo-y.
Yeah.
These rich neighborhoods, they get so...
After looking at that picture for about the last 5 minutes, I can see that. It is pretty hobo-y.
Yeah, I mean, he should start the mowing on the straight sides, the right angles, not the curved sidewalk side. I mean, that looks so retarded.
Oh, I forgot to mention there's brown spots on the lawn, too.
Oh, he obviously doesn't have Kim Lawn or True Green or whatever it's called.
Oh, we'll just have to set fire to that package.
Fucking hobos.
Hello?
Hello, is this Michael?
Yes, who's calling?
Oh, this is Greg. I'm from Amazon.com, the delivery company.
You know it's 3:30 in the morning?
Yes, I know. It's sort of an emergency. We have a delivery drone in your neighborhood right now.
Drone?
Yeah, a drone, like to deliver packages. It's a drone holding a big box, one of those quadcopters. And it's
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like an airplane, but like a helicopter. But it's got a package, and it's getting ready to drop it off at someone's house. But it's malfunctioning. And it's circling your house right now, and we're going to need to land it on your roof. And I just need permission to land it on your roof.
No, you can't land anything on my roof.
No, we have to land it on your roof. Otherwise, it could crash into the woods and start a fire. And we don't want to start a fire in this heat.
Did you call the police department?
No, don't call them, because we're not really supposed to even be doing drone delivery yet.
You got to be kidding me.
Listen, we just need to land the drone on your roof. That's the only place it'll land.
You're not landing it on my roof.
No, we have to land it on your roof. This is just a courtesy call. We're going to land it right in between those two skylights.
Cause you're not.
No, the skylights, it looks like the landing pattern that we use for landing normally. But the skylights, we can fool it into thinking that's where it's going to land, right in the middle.
No, you're not.
No, I'm just, this is a courtesy call. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen. It's circling your house. As soon as it runs out of fuel, it's going to land in between those skylights. Sir.
Sir, this is David, the drone technician. Just want to let you know we're running out of fuel. If you don't land it in the next 30 seconds, it's going to crash.
Okay, be quiet. Oh, he's gone. Hey, Baz, you know about the dial tone trick, right?
No. What's that?
So, like, they're on a home phone, and when you call someone's home phone, it doesn't hang up right away. Like, we're kind of like holding their line hostage. If they pick up, we're still there.
Yeah.
So if I play a dial tone, they're going to think we're gone, and they'll start dialing a number.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So then after, when they start dialing a number, I turn it off, and then I hit the ringing sound like this. And then we pick up. We're like, hello, can I help you? 911, nice. What's your emergency?
That's awesome. Because I get that all the time with my UK calls. They, you know, they hang up. They think the line doesn't clear. They keep picking up.
Yeah, you got to get.
We continue to fuck with them.
You got
to
get a soundboard with a dial tone and a ringing.
I got to do that. That's awesome. Maybe Nunu can send me the UK
and a busy signal. Or yeah, you got to get UK ringing sounds.
Nunu, send me the UK phone sounds.
Yeah, Nunu, you worthless twat.
And I'll incorporate that.
Oh, he's busy. He picked up. He's calling someone. He's on the phone.
He's probably calling the police.
Why is Robitussin saying I'm drunk? I don't sound drunk.
He's probably confusing me with you.
I'm a Christian. I've got church in the morning.
I'm a little bit drunk.
I gotta wake up 8 hours from now and go to church. He's on the phone.
Oh my god, there's a drone circling my house. It's gonna crash. I love that idea, the drone delivery.
Yeah,
drone.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Someone suggested that, and I can't even remember who right now. Someone sent that to me as an idea. Nunu says he suggested it too, and I remember he suggested the pizza drones. Because pizza delivery was doing, like, pizza drones, like, as a promotional thing.
From what I understand, drones are not even regulated by, like, the FCC.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
businesses
that use drones for survey purposes.
But they're just now starting, though. Like just now, like, really, really recently, they're starting to regulate everything now because they're freaked out about drones.
You know, there's a woman, there was a report in the Seattle Times a couple of weeks ago. This woman in one of the downtown hotels, she opened up her window or her shades, and there was like a drone hovering right outside of her window.
I heard that. I heard about that. I didn't read the article, but I heard about
like
it.
That. And she freaked out. It turned out they were actually surveying a building across the street.
I read that at Burning Man, like the drones are going to be super regulated at Burning Man this year. Which sucks, because they made an amazing drone video a year or two ago. It looks really cool. Did you see that drone video flying right into the fireworks display?
No, I got to check that out.
Search that. Search for that, because that's amazing. It's just like a drone, and you're like inside the fireworks display watching it. It's the coolest thing ever. No,
there was one company that's developing drones to deliver beer at rock concerts. So there'll be an app on your iPhone.
That'd be amazing.
Order a beer and it'll locate you by GPS.
That'd be the one place it's not really regulated.
Suit.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like a stadium, like a baseball stadium or whatever. It couldn't be regulated there. That would be awesome.
Until you see like the parachute fails and somebody gets bonked in the head with a beer bottle.
Future is going to be so awesome. I can't wait for that. Now, I really think Amazon, like, they're really fighting to do drone delivery. Like, they're actually going to make that happen. So pretty soon we're going to just see drones going through the air. Like, within 10 years, I'm sure of it. It's got to happen.
But the rednecks that are going to whip out their shotguns and try to shoot them.
That's not going to happen. More likely it'd be hackers, like sending, you know, EMPs, waves at their drones, and, okay, it's ringing now, it's ringing.
Hello?
Michael, this is Greg from Flight Control, we're getting ready to land the drone right now.
Well, the police are coming.
What, why would they come? No.
Because I called them.
That's ridiculous. No, send them back. Call them and tell them it's just a prank call. Tell them you're playing on the phone. We're landing it right now. Can you look out your skylights? Michael, hello? Don't you want to know about what's going on? Why would you just hang up? Hello? I hung up.
Yeah, the cops are probably pulling up right right now.
It's just like that one neighborhood in California. Just call the cops about every little problem you have.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. It's just a drone.
I really want to say, but I'm not going to do it. I want to say, if you don't give us permission, it could just crash into your house and explode the whole thing.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't be a good idea to tell them where we just sent the self-destruct signal.
It'll explode like a bomb. Oh, good times.
Yeah, he's going to look like an idiot when the cops show up. Yeah, there's a drone flying over my house.
I hope the police sit there and wait for it. Okay, I guess the next one will be you then. Hold on, let me send you the infos.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, is this the DeLaccio residence?
Yes.
Hi, this is David Snoswell. I'm calling with Amazon Drone Control. I'm sorry to bother you, ma'am, but we have a bit of a situation here. We were sending a drone delivery to one of your neighbors, and our drone malfunctioned, and our GPS tracking has shown that it entered through the skylight of your roof, ma'am. Did you hear any loud noises in the upper level of your house?
No.
We're actually looking on cam right now, and it appears that the drone is hovering inside of a room. I would advise that, ma'am, you take shelter under a desk or a bed. We need to get this drone under control, ma'am. I apologize for any inconvenience.
Let me put my husband on. He woke me up out of bed.
Please hurry. It's dire.
Sir, hello.
Yeah, Mr. DeLaccio, this is David Snoswell with Amazon.com drone control. We have a bit of a situation, sir. I tried to explain it to your wife, but she seemed a little incoherent.
Okay, go ahead.
We had one of our drones was making a delivery to a neighbor, and our tracking system shows that the drone malfunctioned, and it actually made entry into your house through your skylight on your roof. Did you hear any loud crashes, sir, about 5 minutes ago?
Hang on, I'm going to go look. Who are you?
Please take shelter, sir. We're looking on cam, and the drone is hovering in a room of some kind inside of a house. They can be quite dangerous in a closed environment, sir.
What's
I would
your
take
name?
Shelter under a desk, a chair, or a bed.
Well, who is this?
Sending
what is
a
your
team
name?
Of recovery experts, sir. They should be on scene within the next 5 to 10 minutes.
What's your name, sir?
Sir, David Snoswell with Amazon.com, drone control.
Can I have a phone number for you, please? I'm going to call you right back.
Sir, we don't have a phone number here at drone control.
So you don't have a phone number, huh?
No, sir, it's classified information. Most people don't know that we're experimenting with drone deliveries. We have a set number of beta testers that have signed up for this, and one of your neighbors apparently is one of our beta testers. And ordered a couple of pounds of walnuts, and we were trying to make delivery. And the drone's gone bad, sir. They've got those... oh, shit. The drone just used its lasers and blew up that line of concrete ducts out in your sidewalk right before entering your house.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Sir,
okay.
I would take shelter, sir.
We'll see what the police say about that, because I'm a police officer, and we're tracking this number as you speak. So you keep going. So what's the drone doing right now?
Why did you ask me for my number if you're tracking the number as we speak?
Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd want to keep talking to you.
Yeah, sir, I would take cover if I were you.
Okay, I already did.
Drone's gone bad.
Yeah, I know. I already took cover, so now what should I do?
What's that?
I already took cover. What should I do now?
Recovery experts en route to your house.
Okay, and what do I do when they get here?
Yeah, well, you,
what should I do when they...
you need to somehow find a safe way to get down to your front door to let them gain entry, so they can deactivate the drone. They can do that remotely.
Tell them I'll be waiting for them.
Close enough to it.
You tell them I'll be waiting for them. Okay.
Okay, I will give word to them. I'm in radio contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost there.
Good.
And sir, okay. When they do arrive, please make sure that you're dressed appropriately.
Okay.
Yeah, we wouldn't want them to see anybody that's dressed in inappropriately. So
no,
make sure you put a bathrobe on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you have any other questions, sir?
No, just keep stay on the line. I enjoy talking to you.
You do? Okay, would you like to talk with my supervisor, Mr. Gerbell?
Oh, sure. Uh-huh. Yes.
Mr. Gerbell? Roy, are you there?
Hello, this is Mr. Gerbell. Can I help you?
Well, yes, sir. What phone number are you calling from?
Oh, I think you should know that because you have all that high-tech tracing equipment there that you're tracing my call with. So why don't you tell me what my number is?
Oh, I can't tell.
Can you
tell? You'll know here in about 15 minutes.
Oh,
when
you can't tell? Even with all that high-tech equipment you got there and you're tracing the call as we speak? Oh, that made him hang up for some reason. It's like, oh, crap. He smelled my bullshit.
I don't have anything
must hang
to
up.
Say to that. Boy, we've cut that neighborhood all aflutter.
Just go outside and talk to the cops that are out there already. Don't send another one out. There's like four numbers left to call, and then I guess it's time to quit for the night. For me, anyway.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I like that the drone like shot down the ducks with its laser, the concrete ducks.
Yeah. Okay, I'm zooming in. Oh yeah, I see the ducks now.
I'll impersonate a cop. That'll make things work out for me for the best.
Yeah, at least once before. Calls. People suddenly become police officers.
And people love doing that. Oh, wait, what? Oh, not found.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call.
All circuits in the neighborhood are busy. For some reason.
It's that damn drone.
All right, next.
Everybody's calling the authorities right now.
Neighborhood's all in a panic. Drone attack, drone attack.
You should check the local newspaper tomorrow morning.
There you go, Neon. There's your music.
Hello?
Yes, Bauer Residence?
Yes.
Hi, this is David Snoswell. I'm sorry to wake you, ma'am. I'm calling from Amazon.com Drone Control. We were making a drone delivery for some packages at one of your neighbors, and unfortunately our tracking is showing that the drone has malfunctioned, and I believe that it is stuck in the bushes right on the top of your stairs going up, those diagonal stairs going up to your house. I was wondering if you might be able to go out and take a look and try to run a reboot sequence on the drone.
Hold on one second.
Yes, please, hurry. It's urgent.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to have my husband do it. I actually have a stab in my back.
Yeah, it is heavy. You wouldn't want to put your back into it. Hello, Mr. Bauer. I'm sorry to wake you, sir. This is David Snoswell with Amazon.com Drone Control. I was explaining to your wife one of our beta test drones was making a delivery to one of your neighbors, and our guidance and tracking systems show that it is malfunctioned, and we're currently showing it as being crashed in your bushes right at the top of your stairwell. And I was wondering if you might be able to go out and run a reboot sequence on it. Sir, it's quite urgent.
Isn't
where is it? Like in a tree, or my wife's at a tree?
No, according to our tracking system and our cam system on it, it looks like it's lodged into a shrub at ground level. It's looking like you have a stairwell that goes up, concrete stairs that kind of go diagonally up to your door. It looks like it's lodged in that shrub right at the top of the stairs. Sorry, sir. We can send a gardener out to replant that shrub tomorrow, but I was wondering if you might be able to go out and try to run a reboot sequence on it, maybe jostle it a bit. Our computers are showing you have about 2 minutes before a self-destruct sequence activates. It won't be a huge explosion, but it might completely destroy that shrub.
He just hung up. I don't know if he didn't believe you or if he's just running out to get it. Let's watch on Street View and see if he comes out.
Oh,
I wanted to be like, it's activating the lasers.
We're going to cut that tree down.
No, I shouldn't do that. I should get going.
Well, yeah, it's 12:40.
Bedtime for us.
I mean, you've only done, what, like a 6-hour show?
Yeah, 5 hours and 30 minutes now.
The Mixler's showing 6 hours and 25 minutes.
Oh, I started playing just crap, though, in the beginning. Old stuff and 80s songs. And okay, well, thanks for hanging out with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's fun. See you later.
Do it again sometime.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Slam down the phone on Baz. So it's been fun. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I guess that's the end. I'm leaving now. The show has been sponsored by Adam, South Carolina. Yeah. Tomorrow. I can't wait for tomorrow because I get to edit 5 hours of show. 5 hours and 37 minutes of show. And it's going to be edited down to who knows what. So when you hear this at the end, just be happy that it wasn't 5 hours and 37 minutes. It was much less than that. Good night, everyone.
It's a piece of cake to make a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe. The cake will end up crazy. If you do the cooking by the book, then you'll have
a... Break it down, bitch. Let me see you back it up. Drop that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker up. Break it down, bitch. Let me see you back it up. Drop that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker up. Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Hey, back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Hey, back that pussy, she's a motherfucker.
It's a piece of cake to make a pretty cake.
What?
If the way is hazy, hey. You gotta do the cooking by the book.
What?
You know you can't be lazy.
Yeah.
Never use a messy recipe.
What?
The cake will end up crazy.
Hey. It's yours, bitch. Grab it, dick. It's yours, bitch. Rub that shit. It's yours, bitch. Grab it, dick. It's yours, bitch. Now turn around, bitch. Put that ass on the nigga. Grind on the dick. Make it get a little better. Now turn around, bitch. Put that ass on the nigga. Grind on the dick. Get take out the nigga.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Yeah.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?